someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
You are a monster witness. A most amazing. A most astounding living monstrosity of all time.
Yeah, it is. Hey, you're one of the best. You've got the best, the hottest talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. That is a great way to listen to us. My eyes have been open the past couple weeks since we've been doing shout-outs to people all over the country and all over the world who listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. That's pretty damn cool. We appreciate you doing it. Spread the word. Let everyone know that you can listen to the Monsters on iHeartRadio. Another way to do it is say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio, and it'll do it for you. It'll also do it if you say, Alexa, play the Monster of the Morning podcast. It'll do that, too. And if you want to watch us on YouTube, we have our own YouTube channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. And the springboard, the home base for all of that is monsters.fm. That's really all you got to remember, monsters.fm. And it'll take you to everything that we're doing. Everyone on the show, you'll know what's happening and what's going on. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everyone this morning, we are going to do this until 11 o'clock. Here's the Kurt Ruffin champion of Palaika, Florida, Dirty Jim.
Hello.
Our producer is Angel Boom, Angel Rivera. There he is. To my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
So the time never stops, baby.
You can text our show while we're doing the show, and then we will text you back while we're doing the show. It's crazy. It's live talk radio. It's what I fell in love with when I was a kid. Interactive. We're here. You're there. Bam, we can talk to you. It's pretty cool. You can also call the show. You know, if you want to text us, it's 77031. Emailing me, easy. That's a great way to do your, if you want to do a shout-out, let me know with the state and state that you're, you know, in the city that you're listening from. You can just email me, russ@wtks.com, and a lot more people are asking our opinion about things so they can hear their particular situation talked about on the show, and we'll do that. We'd love to do it, man. Just email me, russ@wtks.com, and we can kick around whatever you got going on. Today is the summer solstice. It's the longest day in the year. How long do you think, how much time do you think we'll have light on this day? This is June 21st, 2018.
I think the sun will go down tonight at 8:39.
Okay, so how many hours do you think we'll have sunlight?
Oh, 12, 6, 7, 13.
Okay, what do you think, Angel?
Nah, it's longer than that.
Oh, it's way longer than that. I'm just stupid.
What do you think?
Like 17 hours.
17 hours. And what do you think, Carlos?
14.5.
Ah, in the state of Florida, 14.5. Yeah, it's 14.4.
I didn't know you meant the whole state.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Well, there's another time zone.
I put that into my formula.
The state of Florida, So for a little over 14 hours, it'll be light today. And it's the summer solstice. You know what I never realized? I knew, because I've been to Stonehenge before.
All right.
And I knew Stonehenge had something to do.
I'm real cultured.
Well, I'm not real cultured. No. But I knew Stonehenge had something to do with the summer solstice. I didn't know exactly what it was. So what do you know about it? What do you think Stonehenge has to do with the summer solstice?
I don't know. I always thought it was like a calendar. They used it as a calendar to kind of get an idea where the seasons were going to be and whatever.
That's what I did. I did too, but I didn't know how the summer solstice had anything to do with it. Mm. Here's what it is. On this day, and this is a big day for Stonehenge. If you're in that area, there'll be lines down the street for people to get
Stonehenge,
in and check it out.
Stonehenge.
It's kind of cool too when you drive by, and I was just driving by. I'm like, oh my God, there it is over in the field. And it's sitting out in the middle of a field somewhere, and you got to pay to go in and check it out. But on this day, I guess the sun is directly aligned with a particular stone that they have there. It's called the heel stone. So on the summer solstice, it's directly aligned with it, and they think that they used it somehow to tell the seasons, but they can never figure out. For some reason, it's not particularly accurate, I don't believe. But on this day, every year, it's always lined up with the heel stone. Of that, and isn't today the day you're supposed to be able to? But maybe that was a myth. You're supposed to be able to take an egg and set it on the table, and it lines up perfectly.
It's one of those things. I'm not. I thought that was a different day, but I guess it could be this one, because there's another one or two of these days, right, where it's not so much the solstice, but it's something else.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is though.
I mean, Angel, when you lived in Alaska, the equinox. That's it. Yeah. The southern equinox. I don't know. When you lived in Alaska, I mean, they got it today, man. It's like 20 hours.
Yeah.
20 hours of light today.
Well, it's one of probably interesting times living anywhere in the United States. There's living that experience of living in Alaska. The summer, basically the darkest it ever got during the summer times in Anchorage was like dusk.
Damn.
Like what it is, yeah. What time, the way that it is outside at about 7 o'clock here in the morning.
Yeah.
That was like midnight in Alaska during the summer.
Did you love that Al Pacino movie where it was daylight the whole time?
That was actually probably the first time they did a pretty good idea.
I never heard about it up until that movie.
Yeah, they did a pretty good kind of idea of what it was. But when we were like teen, kids, and so you think it's the coolest thing. Oh, yeah, it's daylight forever.
You get to play. Yeah.
But yeah, it is it is a little bizarre, or just kind of, you get acclimated pretty quickly, but it is interesting to see.
Yeah. Well, you got about 14 hours of light today, so they're saying a lot of people are going to be heading to the beach and trying to get as much out of it as they can. Man, when it's this hot, though, I don't know, the beach does not sound particularly fun to me when it's as hot as it's been.
It is different, though, on the beach. It's weird. As long as you have shade, there's that breeze blowing. It's always pretty comfortable, though, because, it's never still air there.
Yeah.
So you almost can't give it credit for being as hot as it is, like, inland, because, if there's no breeze and you're surrounded by, buildings or whatever, it's just going to be stagnant as hell.
And you don't realize you're getting a sunburn as it's happening.
Oh, no. Then you get burned up quickly.
Yeah, when you're out on a day like today.
So about 10,000 people will gather around Stonehenge today.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like I say,
that's a great rave.
The day I was there, there was not that many people. It was like, it was like being in Orlando and stopping by, Mystery Funhouse or something.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like, okay, just a couple people here. It wasn't really, you could walk around, really nothing. It wasn't a big deal, but they said,
Can you touch the rocks?
No. You can't get that close to it. They make you walk around and just look at it, But you get to walk fairly close to it, but if you went over the little line they have, they have like security guys there, they would grab you. But I remember them saying on the summer solstice day, this place will be, incredibly packed with about 10,000 people. And I was like, wow. And what do? They all just stand around to see if it actually lines up with the heel stone.
Yeah.
And they're, it's a marvel on how they do you know how they built Stonehenge?
I really haven't studied it, no.
Yeah. Well, I didn't either. And I'm like, how in the hell could they get these big stones? And they finally figured it out. And
they dug holes?
What they did was they drug these stones all the way from like some...
They drugged them?
They drug them.
Oh, Cosby stones.
Why are you drugging stones, man?
They dragged them, drug them, whatever, from miles and miles away. But what they did was they built... like a man-made hill. And then when they built the man-made hill, they dug into the hill, put the stones down into the hill, and then moved all the sand away, or all the dirt away, so just the stones would stay standing.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was kind of neat to see them. And it took them forever to figure out how they did it, but they found some sort of drawings or whatever that kind of showed, how they did Stonehenge.
They're saying 3,500 fewer people are going to show up this year than did last year.
Why?
They don't know why. And by the way, it could be World Cup. They're rolling right up on them. I mean, they're all in with the stones, leaning up against them.
Oh, you can touch them.
Well, that's what they're doing here. There's a live feed from the BBC this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can sit there and watch it on that if you go to BBC.com.
I remember the day, this was a long time ago. This was like 5 years ago when I was there. It was all kind of roped off and they wouldn't let you. But
they're doing everything from painting it. Then you have the stereotypical hippie people who believe that there's some kind of... not sinister, but some kind of not healing power, but some kind of karma maybe surrounding the stones. So they're out there doing dances and whatnot.
So imagine this. So they were able to figure out way back then, this stone is going to line up with the sun on this day every year. How many years in a row do you got to do that to make sure it's going to, you know what I'm saying?
You know why they could do it?
Why?
No internet.
they
had nothing
else to do.
Before the internet, there was nothing to do.
Yeah, sit around and wait to see if this stone lines up with the sun next year.
Well, you want to do this? And be like, well, we literally have nothing to do.
What are those guys working on? They're working on a project. Yeah. Every year they see if that stone lines up with that stone.
Hey, man, how do I get in on this? This is the most exciting thing I've heard about in my entire life.
Yeah, one day, thousands of people will be here to see this.
Yeah, they're going to be called British.
Just to give an idea how old this is, I just kind of, it's interesting. So the construction on Stonehenge started 3,500 years BC.
Right.
3,100 BC, right?
Yeah.
So when you go and you're like, wow, what other things were happening around the planet around that same time? As of as of that year, you know, 3100 BC, it's the first known human what?
Human
structure?
No, not structure, but it's something we still do to this day, and it's absolutely vital for our existence.
Rave.
No.
Orgies.
It's the first known of this. I mean, think about something that as you move through your day, it's absolutely mandatory that you know how to do.
Walk?
Bathroom. Yeah, no, but I mean, they knew that beforehand.
Bathroom?
No. I mean, that's part of being an organism. So this is a...
part of being an organism.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an organism.
Rub one out?
that's funny. Yeah, they'd certainly put that on the BBC. You guys continue. This is fun.
Hold on. Wait. Don't tell us.
History professor Jimmy's getting mad with our jokes.
No, I think it's great. Yeah, I don't know the answer. I can be smug.
Hold on. So
okay. By the way, I would be if I didn't.
The first one, we do this every day. We do this.
Every absolute day.
Do I do it more than Carlos does it?
Shower.
Oh, that's a good question.
And does Carlos do it more than Angel does?
I would have to say you probably do it more than Carlos on a day. Matter of fact, you probably do it more than any of us on a daily basis.
Oh hell. It's gonna be something bad.
Boner pills?
Yeah, no, they didn't have boner pills. I don't take boner pills.
Really old boner pills?
Prehistoric boner pills.
Keep them coming.
Croatian boner pills.
Let me give you an example. Like to make it from day to day, you don't, you know, in the business world, in our world, to be able to kind of communicate and move. Oh, I just gave it away. It's handwriting, writing.
Oh, right. I hear.
Yeah. So Russ writes by pen more than anybody I think I know, because he writes stuff on legal pads.
Yeah.
I type it out on my notepad in my computer.
You know, Peter Penn in accounting over here? Dude, Ollie writes it in his pen.
Oh, really?
So yeah, handwriting started around the same time as Stonehenge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Huh. That was a long time ago. It was interesting to go there. It really was. And to see how, you know, how they figured out how they built the whole thing, because... Man, and I guess they're like, you know, like hundreds of slaves were used to.
I would say
they used slaves for all kinds of stuff.
How about this? The oldest natural mummy ever found in Europe lived around this time. And check this out. Djer, this is Dger, the third pharaoh under the very first dynasty of Egypt, was living at the same time that Stonehenge was being built.
Damn.
As far as inventions go, drainage and sewage system idea came around this time. The idea of damming rivers to create, you know, reservoirs and canals to get irrigation down. Copper was used for the very first time around this year.
It's amazing that it's still standing. I mean, after all this time, it really is. All right, listen, when we come back, a professional wrestler's passed away. I'll tell you who that is when we come back. And we have a date next month altogether, and I'll tell you what that's about, too, when we come back. You're listening to The Monster in the Morning.
Take the world by storm with your special brand of surface-level discourse.
888-978-1041.
Real Radio.
104.1.
From hell.
Radio. Real Radio. 104.1.
The picnic is canceled. There'll be no picnic today.
The picnic is canceled.
Cancel the picnic. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. And this coming Saturday, it's the mascot games. We had the representative in yesterday for the mascot games. We each will coach a team. I see. So we got the blue team is coached by Angel. Green team is coached by Carlos. Savannah gets the yellow team. And I have the red team for the mascot games. It goes to raise money for New Hope for Kids. So yesterday I went to go find my coach's shorts, right? Because I thought, you know, I'm thinking, you know, you're going to do this. You're going to be in front of a couple thousand people.
Right,
you know, we're filming for the YouTube channel. Might as well play it up and have some fun with it. And, you know, so I decided to dress like a coach, you know, I remember from like Edgewater High School. So I go out and there is still a Dick's Sporting Goods that's still in town. Or
there's plenty of them.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. So there was one.
They're doing
Sanford.
Actually really good.
Yeah.
As a company.
It's Dixon Academy, pretty much the game.
Yeah. It was awesome. So I go in and there's a kid behind the counter, you know, he must be 20 years old or whatever. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm looking for coach shorts. And he's like, huh? And I'm like, you know, like coach shorts, you know, like coach wears you like in high school, you know.
Softball shorts.
Oh, well, I didn't call him that. I said, like in high school, you know, you're like a football coach. Where's and he turns his head again. I'm like, well, you know, like they're kind of tighter up here. And so I finally had to show him the picture.
Are you hitting on me, dude?
That I showed you guys yesterday.
What's going on with you,
dude? And he looks at the shorts and he goes, oh, you mean like old-timey shorts? Yeah, we don't have. And he wasn't trying.
trying to be a jerk. That's just the first thing that he...
Right, old-timey shorts.
He's like, old-timey shorts. Yeah, we don't have any old-timey shorts. You might have maybe like a costume store or something.
Oh, man. that was a shot.
By the way,
I mean, you know, with all due respect, I mean, the guy should... Those are widely purchased.
Still?
Yeah, dude. I mean, softball leagues everywhere. That's what the dudes wear during playing softball. And then softball is still a gigantic recreational sport for America. Are you kidding?
They weren't anywhere. Now, I went to the baseball, you know, section, and they had the long pants, like if you're going to play baseball. But as far as the short ones, they didn't have them. So I had to do like a whole different thing. But anyway, so...
You probably could Amazon those fools by the time it got here. Thursday. I mean, yeah, Amazon Prime will deliver by Saturday for sure.
That's true. Yeah,
overnight.
I'd give that a shot. We haven't heard about a professional wrestler dying in some time, so I guess it's been a while.
They've all pretty much died.
Well, there was a stretch there when every other day we were talking about wrestlers that passed away, but a wrestler that passed away yesterday was Big Van Vader.
Wow.
I don't know if you remember him. You don't remember Big Van Vader?
Nope. I look at a picture of him.
Yeah, if you type it in, if you see him, you'll remember. He wore a thing over his face. And he was like a big, I don't want to say fat guy because he just passed away. What would you say?
He's a fat guy.
Big guy.
He was just a birthy guy. He wasn't sloppy fat.
No.
He was tight fat.
Yeah, there you go.
A power lifter, tight fat.
He was tight fat, yeah. He was known...
Oh, yeah, okay, I do remember him, yeah.
Yeah, he was known in the business for being, you know, a little bit on the, stiff side, and that means that when he would punch, he would really punch you, and the other guys didn't like wrestling him because he was a bit stiff.
So you could actually get hurt. I mean, the idea wasn't to hurt your opponent.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, Mark Merrow wrestled him many times and loved the guy. He said he was a sweet guy, a super nice guy. He had just talked to him a couple months ago. But he passed away from heart problems.
Did he really? Yeah. Well, how old was he? He had to be in his early 60s?
63.
He was 63.
There you go.
Not many wrestlers make it to 65.
I was going to say, at his size, that's a pretty good life expectancy for that lifestyle. But he was only like big for a hot minute, right? Yeah. For probably about a 5-year period?
No. Well, I mean, it might have been 5 or 6 years. He went from WCW and he went to WWE as a Big Van Vader. He did the same thing.
People called him a poor man's Big Bang Bigelow.
You know, you're right.
Man, that was hard to say. God, you're a pro, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I could never even think of that.
6'4", 456.
Yes.
He was 6'4".
That's 256 too much.
Gonna put some pressure on that heart.
Yeah.
I always thought he was shorter than that.
Yeah, I didn't know how big he was either. I mean, he was pretty menacing. And there for a while, I think he was the game in town for about 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, if you can't cut a promo.
That was his problem.
And another thing, too, you can't, I mean, you never had a big-time superstar that wore a mask.
Kane.
Well, no, yeah. Kane did, and then also you had
Mankind.
Mills Mascaris was like one of the...
I'm talking about like a Hogan, you can't say Hogan because he's one of the two biggest ever, but, you know, like a Macho Man and guys like that,
Rey Mysterio Jr.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He was a superstar.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I saw the Andre the Giant movie.
Well, what'd you think?
It was it was really good.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, he was... it was really cool to hear the story told. I tell you what's funny... The person that I look at completely differently now is Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that entire family, you know, they interviewed his son Vince. I mean, he seemed like, I mean, we hear a lot of kind of sideways stuff about Vince, especially back in the day when they were starting, you know, when the whole takeover thing started. We were kind of in bed with a lot of those guys, and we knew Mark, who knew a lot of the stuff inside with Vince. But, man, he came off like a really caring guy who really cared about Andre and really wanted him to be a star and make money, and, you know.
Did you believe that, though, or did you think he was doing that for the camera just to be sympathetic?
I mean, if he did, he's a damn good actor. I'm not saying he's not above it because, I mean, he's had a lot of, lot of practice to kind of, you know, call on those emotions to sell a match or whatever the case may be. But, you know, you cannot ignore his business acumen. That guy, I mean, you know, you look at what he created and where he stepped out, and the idea of having a national audience rather than these territories for wrestling. It was a really neat. And the cool thing about it is you could apply this movie to almost any business that went through that same thing. I mean, there are a lot of regional businesses in the U.S. that do quite well. And then outside of that, like, you know, you people in Minnesota don't have Publixes, guys. Yeah. You know, Publix is a Southeast thing for the most part. Oh, so when you, and the same thing from the West Coast here. So that happens all the time. But man, it was a great story.
And what's sad at the end, though, was wasn't it? Because I mean, he the person I was really impressed with was Hulk Hogan. I thought him talking about Andre was pretty cool. But
yeah, Hulk came out great too.
And then to see how he had to kind of pass over the torch to Hulk Hogan, and then for the rest of his life he was remembered as a heel. So you know, on top of being
that was
like
the saddest part of the whole thing.
It was, wasn't it? This big freak show that everybody was looking at. Then they were looking at him and they hated him because he was the bad guy, and they said he was miserable for the last part of his life.
Yeah, he was, but. And it's weird, if you think about the sacrifice he made, you know, he took that on himself.
Yeah.
I mean, he made that choice. He did not have to pass that torch tonight.
Nobody could have made him do it.
And nobody knew if he was or wasn't.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you watch the movie, Hogan says as they go through the match, he's going through it step by step. But even then, he had no idea that, you know, that Andre was going to give him the thing, because he didn't have to do it. He could have gone out and just retired
and stopped
moving on. But it did show you what a giant heart the guy had. And the interview with Carl Reiner and Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Because he was in Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
Was also extremely telling, because when they were filming that movie, he was so far ahead in his career, his health really had already started to deteriorate. So there was a scene where Robin Penn-Wright had to fall out of like a castle, almost like a Rapunzel type thing, and fall down.
Into his arms,
and he was going to get, but he couldn't even hold her body weight up at 120 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And this is a guy that would lift 280, 320 pound men above his head and throw them into the crowd like they were mannequins.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even hold her up. His back was that fragile.
I saw the first half of it and I didn't catch the second half, which I'm sure, you know, talked about all that stuff. But yeah, no, I think if they would have taped this Vince McMahon in the 80s, you know, you're probably going to get a totally different guy. You know, he's grown and humbled, and that's what you do. And when you get older, hopefully you get you get more of a heart. But I think if you talk to him then, it probably would have been a different story.
And you're 100% right, because you could certainly see him. He was seasoned.
Yeah.
During this interview, you get kind of is weathered a little bit. It's not the shiny workout Vince anymore.
Right.
He's showing his age now, and his son is gray haired. That's the kid I used to see running in the ring at 24 years old. You know, now he's a gray haired, you know, middle aged man.
Well, Big Van Vader, God bless you. His thing was, it's Vader time.
Yeah.
That was his deal.
I'm glad he didn't die of a drug thing.
Yeah, it was just
glad it didn't turn out to be any of the stuff from wrestling.
Just his heart. Yeah.
He died because he was overweight. He'd lived to 63, had a good career. You know, God rest his soul.
All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Orlando City returns home to play host to Montreal Impact this Saturday. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9 The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio. And we'll feature a team press conference where Orlando City will address the head coaching transition.
Here's a part of the Monster family. Listen to us on iHeartRadio app. You know, you can listen to us all over the world on the iHeartRadio app. And TJ Ortiz listens to us in Nashville, Tennessee on the iHeartRadio app. Says he looks forward every Friday to watching us live on our YouTube channel, iHeartMonsters Radio on YouTube. And we'll be doing that tomorrow, by the way, on the YouTube channel. So you better check it out live if you want to. And there's always cool stuff on the YouTube channel that's new throughout the week. So check it out and subscribe to it. You'll love it. And check out our website at monsters.fm. Oh, and we're down to the finals for the best TV theme song ever bracket contest.
Who is it?
Well, here it is. This is your finals. It is Carlos's pick.
Yeah!
Cheers.
That's a surprise. It really is.
Going up against Vince's pick, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
two very good sing-alongs, for sure.
And without a doubt.
Cheers, more of the modern one. Man, that's it's a great final.
Well, Fresh Prince, probably more modern than
a little bit, but not a whole lot. I think maybe 5 years, right?
Oh yeah, way
Cheers
more.
Cheers came out in what, 83?
No,
I don't think it was that early. 85, 86,
something like that.
The Fresh Prince is definitely
in early 90s.
Mid-90s, yeah.
So these two songs will battle each other. I will say that Cheers was on my list. That's why when we do the draft thing, it's really important to try to, you know, get the one that you really want and maybe not give out those hints so people will grab it. But that was going to be my second round of because I went with Sopranos first, and I was going to take Cheers, but Carlos had it before me and took Cheers. So
that was my one.
That was your first pick.
I think that was my first round draft pick. I knew that was a strong one.
It's a strong one.
And I want it to bring me home that ring. I think it sucks that Vince also took Fresh Prince from me.
Fresh Prince? Oh, you were going to take that too?
I was going to do that, yeah. So I would have crushed that. So I'm ready to win.
So it's Cheers versus the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You can do it on the website at monsters.fm. We'll announce the winner Friday at 10 o'clock. It's tomorrow at 10. And everybody who plays and enters can possibly win a $100 Hulu gift card. So we're going to do another one of these. I love Dirty Jim's suggestion the other day of doing it with the movie Villains.
Yeah, the bad guys, yeah.
And we'll come up with the criteria for sure, and I told Blog and Molly maybe sometime next week we can get that together so we can do another one of those, which is a lot of fun. And then something else that we're going to do, and this is what, you know, sometimes, you know, you bring up things, you don't know if it's going to take off, you don't know how it's going to do, you don't know which way. So the beginning of the week, if you remember, and I know that we have the segment, it was like an early segment, because I just heard something about, hey, coming up soon, we're going to be voting on whether to keep the Greyhound racing or not. And I'm like, what do you guys feel about it? Because I didn't know one or the other. I've had fun going to the races. I know some people are animal crazy, and they hate them. Other people love them. It's one of those things that, you know, I've heard people talk about, not realizing it was such a hot button with a lot of folks. And you know, what is awesome is, by our discussion on Monday, we have both sides that hate our guts.
Yeah, it's amazing.
which is
right in the middle where we are getting heat from both sides. And you know what?
I love that.
It feels really nice and toasty.
I do love that, because we said many times, we don't know. I
don't have all the facts. We don't have all the facts, like over and over and over. And this is
we don't have a dog in this hunt.
Yeah, I think I said that very thing. And then I said pun intended.
Yeah. It was great. Like, we don't know. I just wanted to hear, you know, what do you guys thought about it? I was just trying to get all the information. And so what was funny is there are people like the animal, I hate to call them animal nuts. What's another?
Activists.
Animal activists. They were like, the monsters were saying that to keep the dogs racing, and they didn't care about the dogs being hurt, which we never said. Yeah. And then the other side was like, the monsters were saying get rid of the dog racing because they hate dog racing. We never said that either.
Yeah, yeah. This is emblematic of what is going on in society today on social media, amongst media in general, yeah, where people catch bits and pieces. They don't want to hear a whole conversation. They don't want to watch the entire interview. They don't want to hear the entire segment.
Yeah.
And they miss the entire times that we proclaim
several times.
We don't know. Are we not supposed to talk about anything that we are not experts in? Because I'll have you know something, we won't be talking.
We're not experts in anything. Yeah,
we kind of know a little bit about a lot, and, you know.
Hello, landscaping.
Yeah. And what I think, you know, what I think I said many times was, listen, I don't think anything is just black or white. There's probably some gray areas in the middle, mm-hmm, and I wanted to hear everything. So
Michael Jackson wrote about it.
Exactly.
Both sides are mad. I love that. So here's what we're going to do. For those of you who are very, very upset about our discussion about Greyhound racing, we're going to do something we've never done before, and that's next July 20th. Boom. On July 20th, get all your information, gather all your facts, gather everything you want to tell us, everything you want to know, and we're going to do the very first live Monster Court.
Bum,
okay?
Bum, bum.
That's right. It'll be Monster Court. You get you can state your case, and because I don't really know one way or the other which way I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, you know, I want to hear all the facts. I don't know enough about it. I'm sure the audience, most people, you've only heard one side, and you're like, oh, I'll go with that side, and you don't really know one way or the other. So we're going to do Monster Court, and we're going to figure out, you know, we'll vote amongst ourselves at the end of Monster Court, mm-hmm, to see how we as a show feel about this vote, whether, like, I don't know how I feel about it, really.
I'm really in the middle right now as far as, like, I want to hear both sides, and I can make a good decision on after getting both sides,
yes,
of the argument, and then move forward. But
so we'll find knowledgeable people, yeah, on both sides. Bring them in here on that day. Once again, so save all your discussions about this. We're not going to talk about it incessantly between now and July the 20th. July the 20th is the day you can state your case about it. This is one of those things that I just brought up because I know people will be voting on it in November, and I'd like to see what the reality is. Jimmy, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, nothing wrong. It's just an open forum,
yeah,
is what it is.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
We don't have a...
I don't really care either way, to be honest with you. I know it provides jobs. You know how I feel about that. I think people are happy when they're working.
Yeah.
Makes the world a better place. So I don't want to do anything to cause that. But in the same sense, you know, you shouldn't be able to treat something like that just as a tool you know, it's a living animal, you know. I know that sounds crazy considering how many we murder for food.
Well, and I had people also emailing me, Jimmy, goes, well, I'm a hunter and we've got dogs, and if a dog don't hunt, we just shoot it. I'm like, well, I don't know if I agree with that either.
Thanks for this wonderful email, sir.
working dogs are looked at like that, though, guys. I'm telling you, where I come from, that is a common thing. I mean, they talk about taking the dog for a ride. That ride ain't good for one of you. The dog ain't driving home. So, they either will just let it go in the woods and roam until it finds someone else to do, or they shoot it. It's that simple. I mean, it's just, if you ain't hunting, you're dying.
Yeah. So, look, I've been to the race, the dog races. I had fun. I got nothing against it. But if they're hurting the animals and being horrible to animals, I love animals. I'm on both sides.
Exactly.
It was so funny to watch, though, some people on social media who were convinced that we had taken a side one way or the other, you know, and the monsters don't know what they're talking about. Like, we said we didn't know what we were talking about. That was part of the bit. I don't know. I was bringing it up because I wanted people to explain to me, hey, how do you feel about this? Because I don't really get it.
Well, I think most people think of talk radio and they think of it skewed, right? Because majority of talk radio has one side or the other.
Has an agenda.
And so they're not used to a show like this where it's like, hey, we don't have an agenda. We're not trying to, we don't work for any, you know, organizations. They said that we work for certain organizations. I don't work for nobody, man.
Okay. Yeah, they're saying that people are taking payout money to say certain things.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard because I had no idea who the people they were saying we were getting money from even are. I don't even know who that is.
And if they're around, then send them a couple hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've got some money, I'll take it and talk.
I'll be judging that day. Like, you can slip some money my way. These guys will be actually voting. Slip it their way.
I can be bribed.
Angel, can you be bribed on this situation?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. None of us, we all looked at each other yesterday. We're like, we don't really care that much. I mean, I don't want animals to be hurt, but I don't want people to lose their jobs either.
But for 10 grand, I can make a pretty convincing argument either way.
Right,
I'm going to tell you straight up.
I
can be really convincing for 15.
And this is the video they'll grab, and this is the video they'll play, and they won't say any of the other stuff when they're sharing this round. Do you see the monsters? They're willing to accept bribes.
That's what the tweet will be, right?
It'll be quoted. And then they won't show anything else. So what we're saying here is, look, you have an amazing opportunity to hear an unfiltered look at a topic you may not even think about. You drive by it every single day.
Yeah.
It's on the ballot. You'll learn a little bit more about it. If it goes well, maybe we do it again with some other hot topic stuff.
Monster Court next month, July the 20th. So you have a date in court. We're not going to talk about this incessantly between now and then because really I can't pay attention to something that it's not on my radar that much. But we'll do it. It'll be 8 o'clock, July 20th. We'll do Monster Court. We'll bring in what do you think? Like two or three people from each side to state their case.
I would say more than two is getting on the edge of having. Any power over the conversation, because you know what'll happen is inevitably you'll have two people in front of the mics and then two people off mic yelling where you can barely hear what they're saying, interrupting these people, and it just turns into a melee.
The judge won't let that happen. No, they'll
be
thrown out.
You're getting the gavel and everything.
Yeah, you'll get the gavel. You know what? And here's what we should do. I'll let Dirty Jim, you can cross-examine them, and then Carlos, you can cross-examine, Angel can, ask questions. Did you just get out more of the truth? Because, you know, there will be people that will come in here and will lie just to get their side out, and other people will lie. You know, so we're going to get the truth out, and it'll be Monster Court, July the 20th, to talk about this whole thing with Greyhound Racing, which seems to be one of the, I mean, you can put it up there with the rebel flag, with
abortion,
pit bull, abortion, and what's
weed.
The other hot, and weed.
Actually, it's not even a hot button anymore.
Pitbull the rapper?
Yeah, I was about to say Pitbull the rapper. But weed, I think, is probably off the legalized weed. I think it's the majority of people say, let's just do it in ridiculousness.
Yeah. With that one, the winner is weed.
Weed.
Put women voting on there then.
That's cool too. But weed is probably number one.
Carlos, now, texting service says that you have an agenda, Carlos. What would your agenda be with dog racing?
My agenda is this.
What?
I'm going to bring down every dog track here.
Wait a second. They just slipped me 10,000.
I support every dog track.
No agenda.
I have no agenda. I think, you know, I'm definitely liberal. I'm definitely talked about my love for Obama and Democrats. But if you've heard me on this show, you've heard me disagree with a lot of things and support other things. I'm always down to hear a good debate on something, but I definitely believe strongly in stuff, but I don't have an agenda. My agenda is to make you laugh and do stupid voices.
That's it.
And make you in a good mood to go to work.
Yeah, guns have taken over the weed thing.
People want to know, guns, you're right, yeah. Will you have spectators for Monster Court Day? No, but you'll be able to watch it live on YouTube. So that'll be a day you'll be able to watch it live on YouTube. It'll be July the 20th. It's Monster Court. I have to go get a robe, which is the only thing I'm worried about. Other than that, everything else will work itself out.
Right. Maybe you'll find some shorts while you're shopping for your robe.
I said that yesterday when I bought this short. I got something else, so I looked like a coach. I'm like, okay, now next month I have to buy a robe for Monster Court, so it looks good. And you guys get to be like the attorneys and the jury.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to dress just like this for the attorney game. Is that cool?
I figured. Well, yeah, you look like an attorney now with the collar and the whole deal.
Very nice.
But yeah, we should cross-examine, and we don't want them arguing with each other, right? Like, we'll ask the questions.
Well, you don't mind them arguing with each other as long as they wait for the other one to stop talking, because when you talk over each other, nothing gets said.
Right.
Ooh, so yeah, that's the number one thing. Like, okay, you have to explain to them the parameters of of what we're doing before we get on the air so they understand. Look, man, if you have a rebuttal, that's fine. Matter of fact, we want that for sure. You just have to wait for the other person to stop talking first.
So do we need an enforcer or a bailiff? Do we need someone to...
Well, that'd be kind of your job, I think, right?
Well, I don't know.
What's a bailiff going to do?
A bailiff will keep people in a big, tough, strong dude or chick. I'll take a strong chick, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that sets a weird standard for how it's going to go.
What, to have a bailiff? To have to make sure someone keeps it
we
fair?
We need a comic relief like Bull from Night Court.
Well, I mean, you get a funny bailiff, you didn't say that.
What if I get Hulk Hogan to be bailiff that day?
Well, then it's about Hulk.
Jesus Christ, Russ. All right, I'm just trying to put some show into this thing.
Let's see here. Yeah.
Well, we've got your robe.
Yeah, you got your robe. You're going to get your wig.
Well, no.
You have to get a wig.
You have to get that wig. I can do that.
I have no problem.
Big old powdered wig. No, we didn't think you had a problem. We just said you got to get one.
Yeah.
Just pick one of the ones in your closet.
Okay. That's a red one. I got to have a white one.
That's fine. Yeah.
But I do think we need someone to make sure that it doesn't bust out in one of those Geraldo moments where this side's fighting against this side. You know what I'm saying?
You got a gavel. You'll shut them up. They get time to talk, and they can't talk. And then the other people get time to talk. And then we have a crossfire where there's multiple questions. You get 20 seconds to each say your thing. We move on. We'll figure out the parameters of it.
You can actually do it. I mean, you could do it like court. You could have a court-type feel to it, but you could also do it like a debate.
Yes.
I mean, November, we'll see debates for sure, you know, where you pose the question.
Yeah.
You have a question. Okay, so what do you guys say to this?
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay? The pro-dog guy, you say your thing. The anti-dog guy, you say your thing, and we go from there. Really, your bailiff is Angel, because Angel has control over the microphone.
Angel's the bailiff.
And nobody gets heard nothing if that guy right there doesn't want you to get heard.
And he's a massive man.
And he's
Bingo
big.
Lollipop.
And if so, the, I mean, like, and really, he has complete control. His job, really, is to do just that.
So
I mean,
he's in the other room, so if a fight breaks out in here, then, Carlos, that means you and I got
to... I ain't touching nobody, man.
Yeah.
I ain't going back to real court.
Monster court is a clown court. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say this one, but I ain't touching nobody, man.
All right, so be prepared if this is something that really stuck in your craw and you're so upset about the whole topic of greyhound racing. I don't know. I didn't have a side I didn't know what side I was on either. We're going to figure it out on July the 20th.
Cool.
It's live Monster Court for the very first time. We've never done anything like this, but you make your plans. If you're up in arms about it, then get all your facts together. Be ready to state your case, and we can do that on July the 20th and put it to bed, and then we'll all vote on what side we think won, and then that can be the way that we decide to vote, because I don't really know one way or the other, but you can figure it out with us on July the 20th.
And really, it is, I mean, somebody on the texting service said it accurately. I mean, I'm not trying to take away the court thing for sure, but it is more of a town hall thing. Because, I mean, you know, when you look at it, I mean, what you're trying to do is you have a vote coming up, and you're allowing both sides of this argument to be heard on a regional level.
Yes,
I mean, you know, we have 100,000 watts. Our signal goes all the way down to West Palm and all the way over to Ocala.
It'll be live on YouTube.
It'll be live all the way up to Jacksonville. Yeah. So it's a gigantic swath of humanity that you get to talk to and basically state your case, and then basically let the voters decide what they find really hits them more in the heart.
You know, what's funny is by having so many listeners all over the country, I did have people email me going, I didn't know that you guys raced dogs down there. I never even heard of that.
There's only six states that do it anymore.
Yeah, and 12 of the racing, what would you call them, the tracks, 12 of the tracks are here in the state of Florida, and there's only like a couple more in a couple more states.
Yeah, there aren't many at all. I mean, I know it's us in Texas and Yeah, like four other states that are in the air. I don't think there's anything above like Mississippi really? Or west of Texas.
And by the way, someone said July the 20th is a Friday. You did this so Jimmy won't be there. That's not true. July the 20th is a Wednesday. I said it myself.
Oh, my bad. I'm on the Mayan calendar.
Gotcha. So Jimmy will be here, and it'll be these people, man.
You trying to take this away from him?
This dude is doubting the calendar. Like, that's something you can check before you text. He's like, no, I'm going straight with this one. Screw that.
Yo, man. Doing this on Friday. That way, Jimmy can't have it in the daylight.
Before we bash this guy too badly, the date that was talked about yesterday was July the 18th. The 20th is a Friday.
Oh, hold on. Let's see here.
I told you, Russ.
It's the 18th.
The 18th. Oh, yeah, Marshall Court. Man. Okay, it's the 18th. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
okay.
So take back all the bad things you said about that.
I didn't say a thing about
it. See, we don't get anything right.
Yeah, Russ, what are you trying to do to me? I want to be part of this.
Yeah, perfect example right there.
Hey, jerk. Hey, that texter, let's get him a free ice cream. Hey, Jimmy, there's no, I love the town hall name, but there's no associated town hall music.
We got to go to court. But I can run it like a town hall, but it's Monster Court. We run it how we want.
100%, I had to say. But it is like, I mean, if you think about what, when you try to sway a voter to choose your side, you know, that's basically what you're doing. I guess the same thing happened in the court. You're trying to get the judge to see
it
your way.
Can we make it a monster verdict at the end?
Yeah.
You know, when we vote.
You guys all vote.
And we have a verdict.
And we'll have a verdict. Like, okay, the show's going to, this is the way the show's going to feel about
it. Yeah, and then like the news asks, like, how do the monsters feel about dog track racing? Well, we all took a vote on a fake court.
Not a fake court. Monster court.
Monster court.
We have monster court. And you know what we figured out?
We are or aren't.
We figured out we can't read the calendar very well.
We can read the calendar great.
It's going to be July 18th. It's a Wednesday. So Jimmy will be here. We'll cross-examine people. Gather all your facts together, state your case, because we don't know one way or the other. And for those of you out there that are saying the monsters are on the side of getting rid of dog track racing, you're wrong. Yeah. And for the other people that go, the monsters want to save dog track racing, you're wrong too. Because we don't freaking know. All right? You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Lots of people call. Some even do it without crying. Real Radio 104.1.
From
Real Radio 104.1.
All rise. All rise. All rise.
Grandpa's bar in the house now.
Hey, Monster, shout out. Part of the Monster family, listen to us every day. It's TJ Rickard, yeah. From Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, listens to us every day. Thank you so much on the iHeartRadio app. That's how you can listen to the show on iHeartRadio. Also with Alexa, say Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio. It'll do it for you. It's the Triple R segment of 7 brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Brad Siebert and his staff can help getting you into a home. Great guys, you're never going to worry and wonder about what's going on with your loan. When you do it with Brad Siebert, every day you get an email from him. They'll talk to you. I mean, it's like your buddy is helping you get the loan. It's really a great service. I know I have several people in my life have used Brad Siebert and his staff at WeAreNotTheBanks.com. My daughter, you know, I've used him. Dirty Jim's used him. A great friend of mine, Maggie's used him. A young lady we know here, Diane's used him. I know a lot of people that have used WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Every single one thrilled with it. So give them a call. It's 407-636-9808 for WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Ask about the free appraisal and free home warranty. Also, if you're military and you had a VA loan that was foreclosed on or a short sale some time ago in a previous VA loan, he still can get you 100% financing. He knows what he's doing. It's Brad Siebert, WeAreNotTheBanks.com, 407-636-9808. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Carlos, and now, Angel is going to bring you Monster Sports.
We're going to do the prize pinata first.
Oh, damn it. I did it again.
Did you take a Z-Quil again?
I did not.
You drunk?
No, I'm looking at something else.
You watching porn?
No. I'm still coming up with ideas for this thing on July the 18th.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
This prize pinata is for the guy who thinks I do it very awkwardly. I'm going to make it more awkward today just for you.
I know. I love it when we fulfill requests. After this, can you play some ABBA?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Price Beyond is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. It's a fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go to the website, and you're going to go to centomoving.com. That is C-E-N-T-O-moving.com. You hit the start quote button, put your information there, let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1 Monsters in the Morning, and there's a discount for you. Go outside. That nice film of moisture that's on you, that's humidity.
Yeah.
And if you have to move during the middle of summer,
man,
that's that's going to be tough. Yeah. So why don't you have these guys help you out? Moving day is difficult already. Have them help you make it that more manageable. That's centomoving.com.
And you're right, dude. As you move in the summer, if you don't start real early in the morning and you start getting real sweaty and hot and mad, you become sloppier with your moving, which means you cause more damage to your stuff.
You get that bill to Famunda?
Oh, God, I'm like...
That's CentoMoving.com. Up first, we have a $50 gift certificate to PyroSpot Fireworks.
Boom!
PyroSpot Fireworks is your local source for the best fireworks. Be a backyard hero with Florida's largest selection of buy one, get two free fireworks. With two locations to serve you, one on the corner of 434 1792 in Longwood, and they're also located in Eustace. Go to the website. It's a really good, I'm on there right now. It's iwantfireworks.com. He's got the, you know, you can print out the coupons. You got the visuals of where you can, you know, see the different displays of the fireworks.
Yeah.
Also has the hours of operations for the locations. It's very important. Go there. Go to the website. It's iwantfireworks.com. Or definitely follow them on Facebook, PyroSpot Fireworks.
Yeah, Craig's going to be on my show tomorrow to talk about safety and some of the new stuff coming up in 2018 for your fireworks displays.
And what you should know is Craig is a nice guy. Anytime we do anything, where we're doing fundraising and we're trying to help the community with whatever we're doing with maybe Kicks for Guns or whatever we're doing, he's always there to help us, and he never wants to be mentioned when he helps us, which is the sign of a really good cat.
He is a good guy.
It's awesome. I'm on the drop-down thing of the displays. He sells this thing called artillery shells.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. He's got the best the best mortar kits on the planet. I'm telling you. Just go get that Excalibur Pro. That's all you need to know. Thoom, thoom.
All right, we have...
It's dad's grenades.
A pair of tickets to see Orlando City take on Montreal Impact at Orlando City Stadium, June the 20th. That's this Saturday. The match starts at 7:30. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets for more information. Get there early. Get onto Church Street early. I'll be DJing the street party right there in front of Harry Buffalo about 4:35 o'clock, and that'll lead you into the match. That's Orlando City taking on Montreal Impact. MLS is back in Orlando this Saturday at 7:30.
All Santana all night.
We have a four-pack of tickets to the Mascot Games. That's Saturday day.
Yeah.
That's presented by Wawa. It's June the 23rd at 2 p.m. See Stuff, Nitro, Kingston, and over 20 fan favorites battle out through wacky games. Tickets are on sale right now. They start at $12. If you kick down for the VIP, that's $35. Kick off the Mascot Games. We're going to have our Fan Fest. That starts at 12 o'clock. The iHeartRadio Fan Fest at noon. Four tickets. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets. And all of this benefits New Hope for Kids.
That's right. And let's see. So Angel is going to be the coach of the blue team. He's got a great group of mascots. Carlos is the coach of the green team. Savannah will be the yellow team, and I will be the red team, and I'm all decked out in my red attire. I could not find the coach shorts I want, but I got a bunch of other stuff. I got a whistle. I got a hat. I got the terry cloth things you put on your arms.
Sweatbands?
Sweatbands, yeah. I got that. I got my socks that go up to my knees.
You do it. You're doing it, dude.
I'm doing it. I'm set. So it's this coming Saturday. It starts at 2 o'clock. It's a lot of fun. It's a great, great cause.
And then we'll wrap it up with this. A pair of tickets to the Monster Midway Suite and Coke Zero Sugar 400 on Saturday, July the 7th at the Daytona International Speedway. Tickets for the Monster Midway Suite are $185. Call 1-800-PIT-SHOP or visit DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com to buy the tickets. When you get them on the phone or when you're ordering them online, you have to make sure you put or request the Monster Midday Suite Party.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you get the following. We're going to have the Monsters Happy Hour Party. We got the pre-race UNOH Fan Zone wristband. You got food and Coca-Cola beverages. Happy Hour drink specials. Special Monsters parking. You got access to the air-conditioned midway suite, and then our seating, our reserve seating, right there on the stadium seating. It's the ride out at pit out and turn one, which is a really cool spot to view the track. You get a real good visual of that, and that is you got to be 21 to be a part of this party. That's the Monster Midway Suite, Coke Zero 400,
and that package is definitely worth it. Matter of fact,
yeah.
What happens a lot of times is people will buy the package and not even know who the hell we are because it's such a good package. But this was made for the Monster
fans.
They were like, look, you guys have been supporting us for so long. We want to do a special thing for Monster listeners. So this really is for you guys, not for people that don't know anything about the show. So grab these tickets up while you can. It really is a great, all the benefits you get with it is amazing.
Two key things. That Monster parking is a huge thing. And the fact that, you know, because it is the summer race and it is, you know, it's a long day. We give you the ability to get out from the heat and be in an air-conditioned kind of scenario.
And at the races, there's not that many places that do that. So unless you have tickets to the Monster Suite, you're not going to, you know, you're probably not going to get any air conditioning. And people are standing outside wanting
just
to come
looking
in.
Looking at you going,
and we sit there like, can't come in unless you got a Monster Pass.
Yeah, you can charge for shade there.
Yeah.
And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thank you, Angel. 407-916-1041. Let's see here. Flip over to there to see. Oh, my goodness. We got a bunch of people already on the line. Let's go to Sam from Howie in the Hills. You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Monsters?
We are great,
hell
man.
Hell yeah, Sam.
Sam, you at work already or are you on your way there, bud?
Almost done with work.
Almost done? Well, you've been working all night long.
What do you do, dude?
I drive a garbage truck.
Hell yeah, dude.
Almost done. All right, we appreciate you listening, buddy. Here we go. I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, you can take whatever prize you want. If you don't get it, don't worry, because you got Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos that can still help you, okay?
All right,
buddy, here we go. A new report by the American Society of Plastic Surgery announced the most popular plastic surgeries in regions. So in our region, in the state of Florida, what is the number one plastic surgery done?
I would say a nose job.
A nose job is incorrect.
Man, that's not bad though.
Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim, you've got Angel, and you've got Carlos.
Let's go with Carlos.
All right, bro. I want to win it for you. You're going home. You had a long night at work. Did you see any cool stuff on your route?
Not really, not today.
Like Richie Valens' brother when he found all those props from the Hollywood movie sets?
That's cool.
You remember that?
No.
All right, let's move on. What's the question?
Once again,
I've always dreamed of being like a trash man in
all the
California.
Cool gems.
And you hop out, you're like, man, I didn't know they were getting rid of this. Coming home with me, Bobby.
A new report by the American Society of Plastic Surgery announced the most popular plastic surgeries they went region by region. So for the state of Florida, what was the number one plastic surgery done
that
last year?
Last year. For women or men?
It doesn't say.
It's both. It's both, actually, I guess. But.
Oh, wow. That's a huge hint. Holy crap,
what?
Dude.
What?
For both, right?
For both.
It's definitely.
So what plastic surgery do both the sexes do?
It's definitely boobs.
Look, I don't know one way or the other with this one. I'll be honest with you.
If it's both?
You guys stop pressuring the guy. My God, you can hear him cracking.
Yeah, he's freaking me out.
He's cracking up right in front of you.
How about
boobs? Call those boobs.
You want it? But he said both, so that's kind of not. Unless there's a bunch of transitioning people here, I mean, which there could be, and I'm okay with that. I'm not gonna go boobs, dude. I gotta. Okay, boobs. Let's go boobs, bro.
can I tell you something? That was not a bad answer, and I'll tell you why.
In
the Northeast, it was boobs for men and women because men are getting breast
reductions. Yeah.
And men are getting, so that was the right answer for the Northeast, but not for Florida. So you were very close, sir. So don't make them think you're stupid because you're not. 407-916-1041. Jeff.
Sorry, sir.
You're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Jeff?
If you just weren't
Russ,
stupid.
How are you?
Great, buddy. American Society of Plastic Surgery announced the most popular plastic surgeries for each region. So for the state of Florida, what came in number one? Now, in the Northeast, it was breast reduction and breast implants. That was number one in the Northeast. What do you think it was for our region in the state of Florida?
I guess... Do I have to be specific, face or nose or something like that?
Well, yeah.
You got to say what it was, yeah.
Or can I be general? Like, Can I just say surgery?
No. You got to be real specific.
It's done in a hospital.
What do you think, Jeff?
All right, let's do face, I guess.
Face.
Wow. No, isn't it unbelievable?
Face surgery is not the answer. Who do you want to help you?
Hey, Jimmy.
Dirty Jim, who can't wait to answer for you, Jeff.
Come on, baby, get me that NASCAR.
Who did you choose?
Or Angel. He chose Dirty Jim. He said, come on, get me that NASCAR. His guess was face surgery.
Russ, is it hippopotamus?
That is not the answer. It is not hippopotamus.
Man.
Scott from Palm Bay, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
That was wrong.
What's up, greatest show on the planet?
Hey, buddy.
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's up, greatest caller?
See, I already want to give him a hint. I'm very easily swayed.
Look how easily we're swayed.
That's why I'm going to be judge on July 18th.
I guess it's your turn. Go ahead and sell Russ a timeshare. Jesus.
All right, Scott, here we go. A new report by the American Society of Plastic Surgery announced the most popular plastic surgery region by region. What was number one in the state of Florida?
Man, the only thing I can think of for guys and girls might be the buttock.
Like butt implants?
Man, that was good.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Congratulations, sir. You got it. There you go.
Good job, Scott. Miami can skew the entire state of Florida.
I feel bad for the caller. That was my guess, and I went with boobs. But
yeah, I
get this. For the state of Florida, okay.
Does it give you a percentage?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
If you could guess the top three, and they only have the top three.
That's all you need.
See, it's weird because people, I wonder if people even consider like dental work plastic surgery or hair implants plastic surgery.
Yes, for the Southeast, for the entire South, it was hair implants. That's
what I was going to guess, yeah. But hippo took over.
But in Florida, if you had to guess, I mean, okay, number one is butt implants. Number two, and this is for men and women, calf implants.
That's incredibly popular, believe it or not.
God almighty, then
number three, pectoral implants.
That's
like guy implants.
Yeah.
So when I see all these like hot chicks on Instagram and dudes that are ripped, like, are most of them just implants?
Could be. I don't know.
Especially if they're from Miami area. Yeah.
We'll tell you more about the different plastic surgeries that are number one in their region when we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Right up front, you probably think it's Metallica.
Yeah,
but it's not, right?
It's not Metallica. That's why I wanted you guys to listen to this.
But there's a Metallica connection?
No, none.
Let me hear the voice a little bit more.
It's Nickelback.
It's not Nickelback.
It's someone we wouldn't.
Is it a band we know?
I got to be careful with the hints I give you because I can give you one and you give it away right away. But I will say this.
Yeah.
He is, I would think, very underrated front man for a band.
Yeah.
But I think he is rock and roll or...
Royalty?
Royalty. I think so.
Dave Mustaine?
Not Mustaine.
Because, I mean, it's kind of a weird thing. I can't pick up on it, man.
We talked to him. Let's say we talked to this guy.
We talked to him.
Recently. Yeah.
D. Snyder.
It is D. Snyder.
Wow.
Oh, yes. I hear it now.
Wow. I do not. He's never sang like that before.
No, he has not.
Never.
Damn, he sounds good.
Well, he's not known for doing metal, and this is a metal album that's getting ready to drop by him. He talked about it with us. He just didn't show his hand too much, but he said, hey, I got some music coming out. It's going to be really different from what I've done.
Now I recognize the voice that you sent to hold me. But
yeah, so this is the new single. Tomorrow is No Concern, and it's from the upcoming solo album of his, for the love of metal. And this thing crushes,
man,
dude.
Man, that is a... I mean, that sounds modern. The melody is kind of... The way how it kind of rolls through the melody is super modern.
Yeah.
The guitar tones are modern.
And so it's a solo out. So... When this is it's Dee Snider.
It's Dee Snider.
Not Twisted Sister.
Nope, it's Dee Snider. He's fronting it. I know, like, for Twisted Sister, like, a lot of people kind of dismissed it as a gimmicky band.
Because it was.
He's a good singer, though.
Yeah.
He's a good front man.
I agree. I totally agree.
Underrated, you know.
Yeah, we actually, believe it or not, way before you were on the show, Angel, we played a concert with them, and I think we opened up for Dee Snider.
We just went to a show or something.
I think we opened for him.
I don't think we ever did.
No, because we were backstage with him. Maybe we just introduced him on stage.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah. Definitely did not open for him, sure.
Okay. And then at the vault, we saw him too.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Super nice guy.
Yeah, very, very nice guy.
The two people we opened for that are famous is
Eddie Money,
and then
Parliament.
P-Funk. Yeah, Parliament.
No, and then Vince Neil.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And Vince Neil, yeah.
Damn, that's a pretty cool little click right there.
Never really
thought about that.
Well, thanks for playing that, Angel.
Really cool.
Hey, you can hear new stuff like that all the time on Angel's show on Friday at 10 o'clock from 10 till midnight. It's What the Hell is Angel Listening To? And if you want to stay up on what's coming up and what's cool, that's where you want to do it.
Hey, I sat there all day guessing at that and never hit it.
You know what? As soon as he said it, I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, I can hear the voice. John Heller listens to us in Columbia, South Carolina, and is listening right now on the iHeartRadio app, and we appreciate that. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. So, it's kind of interesting to see the different types of because this study came out with the society was this society of surgical was the where did it go? Hold on.
The Society of Surgical
the American Society of Plastic Surgery. Okay.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, those guys. So in the West.
ACP?
It says in the West, the number one thing that people did was breast augmentation. That was number one.
Right.
Number two.
Tiggle babies in the air.
Chin augmentation.
Never gets old.
Out West.
Okay. Right, their chins. Strong chins. And forehead lift. Now, a forehead lift.
Forehead lift.
It just tightens you up.
Okay.
I guess.
I don't know. I figured they would do that with Botox.
In the Midwest.
Botox is more so done.
Botox, I would think.
That's the first level. Like, the first level is definitely injections, fillers, Botox.
No, but do you understand the level of, I think a lot of people have the misconception that Botox is something that you like go do one weekend and you're good.
You are.
No.
For a while.
No,
you are.
No.
Every 3 or 4
that's
months.
That's a regimen.
Yeah, every 3 or 4 months.
Like, once you start...
I misunderstood. I thought you meant like a recovery. No, of course. Yeah, you have to continually update.
Well,
yes.
You don't do Botox.
It's not permanent.
Yeah, you don't do Botox once and you're good.
Yeah.
Once you start that is you consistently have to do that. Yeah. And then the money that starts building up on that, it's like, holy smokes.
It's like Rogaine for chicks.
Yeah.
So right. If you want to see the really good effects of this, I watched that Andre the Giant movie, and Carrie Ulz, who was at Princess Bride.
Yeah.
He has a big talking point. Yeah, look at that cat's face.
Yeah, you got a lot of it.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, my God almighty, dude.
Some people do it really, really well, and some people do it too much, but it's a game changer, man. It can make you look so much younger. It really can.
And if you're on camera a lot.
If you're on camera, if you're in the, you know.
Some people overdo it, and it...
They do. Yeah.
Okay, in the Midwest, the number one piece of plastic surgery that they do is lip reduction.
Really?
In the Midwest,
lip reduction is number one. Number two is butt lift.
What's a lip reduction?
Got big fat lips to make them skinnier?
That's that can't be what that is.
I know,
but they also said forehead lift, and that's really for something else. Lip reduction
in the Midwest. That's an odd place.
A bunch of big lip people in the Midwest or something.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
Butt lift is number two, and dermabrasion is number three for the Midwest. Now, for the entire South, okay, it was number one was hair restoration was number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Cheek implant, number two.
Man.
And then number three was butt implant.
Man, that's just unbelievable.
No, the cheek. Oh, cheeks. I was thinking cheeks,
butt
cheeks.
Yeah.
So
to make your cheekbones seem higher or whatever, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because we've been told that the high cheekbones in models is very desirable for people who want to.
The symmetry.
So, Southeast, which is our area, like I guess Georgia, Southeast, Louisiana, Florida, butt implants number one, calf augmentation number two, and pectoral implants number three.
Yeah. Outside of the breast augmentation thing, you have to admit that plastic surgery has gone like completely into the idea of the superficial vanity thing in the sense of this. Back when you would get a rhinoplasty, a nose job, it was because your nose was busted up.
Yeah.
Either it had a hump or it was too long or pointed. You only did it because of that, and you know, it was unsightly, and you could certainly tell. But now,
for now,
it's just like everything seems to be in play. Like it's not like, hey, you know, my nose is disfigured because I had an accident when I was a kid, and now I get picked on a lot. I want to get this fixed. Now it's just a little too off, and I think it can be better.
Well, funny you say that. I guess it's called nose reshaping, only comes up in the Northeast in third place. In the Northeast, number one is the male breast reduction. Number two is lower body lift. A lower body lift. What is that?
Yeah, they
tighten up your stomach.
Yeah, well, pull your ass up.
Okay, gotcha. And then the nose reshaping is in third place for the Northeast.
I can't believe any dental stuff didn't make it. I would think like getting veneers and stuff like that would be a big deal, but I guess not. Maybe that's not considered plastic surgery. That's considered
dental surgery.
Yeah, it is, but there's a word for it, like when you get that, the whole, when it's cosmetic dentistry. But I guess that would still be fall under the same thing, would it not?
I guess so.
It's expensive enough, right?
Yeah.
What would you do, Russ, right now? Best plastic surgeon in the world comes to Russ Wrong, says, hey, whatever operation, surgery you would like to have, I will do for you. What would you do?
You know, I got these pock marks on my face from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I probably would fill those in, you know, but it's expensive.
I think you need to go back to the doctor and talk to them, because technology has come. When was the last time you sat and talked with somebody about that?
Well, what I've been told is, why would you do that? That's the way your face has looked for years.
It's no big deal. If it makes you feel a little bit better, it's not that much more expensive. It's not going to hurt you, and you're going to feel better about yourself. What is the problem? You're not hurting anybody. You're not taking out a loan to pay for it. I'm telling you, so much has come. The technology has come a long way without doing actual surgery.
I guess they can fill it in with something, but I guess.
Well, there's fillers. I got the thing under my eyes from my thyroid disease. That's when it got a little bit worse, a little bit more bags under my eyes. And I don't have to have surgery. It would be like a filler thing. And that's what that's why those things don't even ring. Imagine how much of that stuff is being done.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't even go there. What would yours be, Jimmy?
I wouldn't do much. Probably dental stuff. I wouldn't mess with my hair or my face or anything like that. I just, not my thing.
I know it's booty lift for Angel, right?
Angel doesn't need anything.
Talking about plastic surgery, did you see who made the news a couple days ago for talking about her plastic surgery for the first time? Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, did she? What's she doing?
She had a vaginal rejuvenation.
Ooh.
And she's
vaginoplasty.
Vaginoplasty. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She said in a quote, "The JJ is like a 16-year-old, she said.
Whoa.
I'm just reading what she said.
Yikes.
I'm just reading what she said.
You could have softened that a little bit.
I'm just quoting.
That's what they did.
You're right there. What does it say? see the headline right there? What does it say?
He's not doubting that you can read.
Yeah. I mean.
But is that like, so they just tighten everything up, huh?
I guess so. She says it's like she was.
You know how they say, like, you know, not to go into the delivery room. As a man, don't go to the delivery room and watch that, because it gives you a you know, just seeing that piece of equipment used that way.
Childbirth.
You know, it kind of scars the brain.
Correct.
Don't watch the YouTube videos on vaginoplasty either.
Do not Google that.
Don't, because it does the same thing the other way.
I knew a doctor, and that's what he did, was vaginoplasty or whatever, and he had this book of befores and afters, and it was frightening. it was like, oh my God, the faces of death.
Most terrifying.
The work he did, every single one looked the same. He made them all look exactly the same. But the fours, like, oh God, it was scary.
God, how do we even talk about this?
Yeah, you probably can't.
Yeah.
Delicately.
But is it cosmetic? Or
it's 100% cosmetic.
No. I know it's cosmetic, but like, is there, reverse, is there any?
It lifts and tightens and does everything it's supposed to do to make everything go back to the way it was. Like she says, you know.
Well, she had, what, four kids or something?
Yep. She had four kids, 46 years old, and she talked about it in an interview. People were surprised that she was actually talking, because that's one thing you wouldn't have to say you did it. I mean, just between you and your husband for the most part, you know, talking about it's kind of weird, but she,
I think we'll notice though.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
If she's saying it's like that, and it comes home, and it's like, whoa, all of a sudden it's you know.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
So she's keeping their love life spicy, she says.
Yeah. Got to, man.
All right. When we come back, Dirt Jim's going to tell where you're at.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mox in the Morning.
Thanks for that lead in.
Sorry.
Real Radio. 104.1.
You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. We appreciate it. Check out our website. It's monsters.fm. It's a springboard for everything that we're doing. Whether you want to find out what's happening with the Dirty Jim and the Jim Colbert Show on Fridays, what's going on with Angel, with what the hell is Angel listening to on Friday night, what Carlos is doing, what I'm doing with my new graphic novel, or what Real Laughs is doing. Our friends Real Laughs, you can hear them at nights on Real Radio 104.1. James John here, Monster Comic of the Year.
Yes, sir.
Information about the Victory Cruise that's coming up with the Monsters and with Real Laughs. All that is on our website at monsters.fm, and we'll tell you more about that here in a second. But now it's time for Dirty Jim to tell you where you're at.
Where you at? Brought to you by Clausman Law. My good friend Glenn Clausman, Clausman.com. Office is right there in Winter Park. Had a car accident. Had a car crash. Car crash. Call Clausman. It's super easy. My man will take good care of you. He does pick up his phone. Tons and tons of experience. He's one of the super lawyers here in Florida, and he will use his experience to get you the most and protect you from possibly your own insurance company. Again, that's Glenn Clausman, Clausman.com. Remember, car crash, call Clausman. That's Glenn Clausman, offices Winter Park. Thanks, Glenn. We appreciate your sponsorship. Where are you at? Wilton Manors, Florida.
Wilton Manors.
Wilton Manors, yeah. Florida.
I can honestly tell you I've never heard of it, so all this right. would be a complete guess. Mm-hmm. Wilton Manors, Florida.
Wilton Manors, FLA.
It sounds like it's somewhere in the Tampa area, let's say. So all somewhere right. in the Tampa area, I'm guessing.
Somewhere in the Tampa area?
You know, around Clearwater, Tampa.
All Florida. Right. Close?
Melbourne.
All right. That's a one-word answer. Always good for the talk radio format.
I love it.
This is not an interrogation.
You're not a prosecutor?
Yeah, I'm just simply asking you to expound.
Marijuana.
Very good. Yawn.
I'm going to guess. It sounds very prestigious. Somewhere up north.
All right.
North of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, very good. Actually, not far at all. Broward County, Florida, guys. Mm. It's a little city in Broward County, Florida, with a population of...
Probably small. I'd say 3,000.
Close.
2,000.
Yeah, two words. Great job. We're increasing.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Absolutely.
You're really climbing the ladder, Jan.
I'm going to guess about 5,000.
2,500.
11,000 people, guys. 11,600 people in the early 20th century. The area now known as Wilton Manors was known as Callahatchie. That's right. The name Wilton Manors was coined in 1925 by Ned Willingham, a Georgia transplant and land developer. And it was incorporated in 1947. And what makes this very special, Rush, you ready? This city is home to a sizable blank population.
Albino.
Nigerian.
Yep. Four total words today for my segment. I can't thank you enough. Every one of those better than the next. Sean. Hey.
Bird laughs. Population?
Not Obama?
Rich old people.
It's full of gays!
Oh!
Yeah, nice. It's home to a sizable LGBT population as well as winter vacationers who frequent its many nightclubs and gay-owned businesses along Main Street, Wilton Drive. It's reported to be second only to Provincetown, Massachusetts in the proportion of gay couples. 15% of all the couples in Wilton Manors are gay. It contains a large Pride Center, a World AIDS Museum and Educational Center, and a branch of the Stonewall National Museum and Archives, whose main facility is in the neighboring area of Fort Lauderdale. The mayor, Gary Resnick, refers on his official biography to his male partner. And while most of the gay guest houses are found in the neighboring Fort Lauderdale area, a growing number are established right there in Wilton Manors. Matter of fact, the city webpage highlights the LGBT life in Wilton Manors, stating that the city of Wilton Manors Police Department conducts police training that is geared toward working with the city's LGBT population and has gay and lesbian officers amongst its ranks. All members of the city commission are LGBT, with the exception of the vice mayor, Scott Newton.
And he's on the fence.
He's the one holdout.
He's thinking about
like,
it.
We're going to get you, Scott. Come
old Scott Newton.
To Wilton
it's
Manor.
It's looking good from where he's sitting.
Everybody's gay in Wilton Manor.
I bet when he walks through, it's like walking through with a backpack full of cash. And he's looking at him.
I bet you it is a beautifully decorated little city.
Let's continue.
I bet you it's no wonderful.
All of a sudden, now you want to use the word.
Everybody's gay at Wilton Manor.
When you come in, everybody does a dance routine.
Exactly. It's like a flash dance.
Everything's a music. musical.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Like,
half the population is wearing angel wings.
Our streets are paved with glitter.
Yeah. Another example of the economic revitalization of Wilton Manors is the Highland Estates neighborhood, which is bordered by the 26th area Dixie Highway. And basically, it was significantly transformed the decade from 95 to 2005 from a blighted area to an upscale neighborhood with a few new modern townhouse developments. And citywide, real estate taxes like went through the roof. Matter of fact, the entire area became a sizable property tax coffin there. In 2007, $1.26 billion was brought in because of property taxes. But when the real estate bubble burst, their property taxes or the property values actually fell almost 40% in 1 year. That's crazy, right? But it's coming back strong, man. 2012 and continued through the president consistently ranking among the top tier cities in Broward County with the highest increases in property values, which is kind of cool. Wilton Manors is home to several recreational facilities. The largest is Hagen Park. A bunch of other cool stuff to do there. The Snook Creek Park, Don Ellie Park, and Coolahatchie Park. All nature observations, dog parks, boat ramps, all kinds of cool stuff to do.
You say Coolahatchie?
Coolahatchie?
Yeah, Coolahatchie, C-O-L-O, and then we just do Hatchie from there.
Coolahatchie.
That's odd four letters to start a community with considering the makeup.
Yeah.
But we'll move forward. Mickle Field underwent a significant renovation and reopened in the summer of 2015. Walking trails, fitness stations, all kind of cool stuff. It has the library opened up in 1957. They moved the library to the original city hall, built a whole new building, like Carlos said. It's full of glitter. I think it has a couple confetti cannons.
It is fantastic.
It is known as a gay village, and it ranks second in the U.S. for the percentage of gay residents as a proportion to the total population. That means 140 gay residents per 1,000.
Man.
You think about that, dude. That's crazy. Right?
I hope my wife is listening. Uh-oh. We're going there for Christmas. I bet you their Christmas lights, spectacular. You know, we have beautiful Santa that goes across the city every night because everybody's gay in Wilton Manor.
Everybody's gay in Wilton Manor. They need to run that theme song.
Honestly, that should be the phrase that when you like the sign.
Everybody's
Wilton
gay.
Manor.
Everyone's gay in Wilton Manor.
Because really, gay means happy. Melody. So it could be an official.
Absolutely.
Everybody's gay and Wilton. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every day the weather's the same. It's raining men.
The Fort Lauderdale area ranks fourth in metro areas when it comes to gay populations. Oakland Park, which is one of the neighboring areas, is sixth on that list. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're in Wilton Manor, or let's say in a 7 mile circle, you are amongst gays.
Yeah.
1,270% more resident gay couples per capita than the national average of 1.1% the population. That's pretty amazing. Since the early 2000s, Wilton Manors has voted overwhelmingly Democratic, higher than the state and county average. This is largely due, of course, to the LGBT population and minority residents. Although the city is very small geographically, portions of Wilton Manors are located in two separate congressional districts, which is very interesting considering what we just saw a couple days ago. Yep. Who's one of the people who takes care of that?
Yep.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh,
yeah, she's part of that whole thing there. So that's her area. And Ted Deutsch is there as well. You want some fun things to do there in Wilton Manor
everything?
what are fun things to do in Wilton Manor?
I don't know.
Russ, they say high kicking is big.
Okay, I can see that.
They're also big into collages and scrapbooking. No, the Funky Buddha Brewery is there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And, dude, let me tell you, Funky Buddha is a very interesting brewery. If you remember, Russ,
beer.
That sweet potato beer they brought in here that time?
That was theirs,
Funky Buddha. They have a bunch of others as well, good people. The Bennett House Museum and Gardens, the gondola cruises through the area there is absolutely beautiful. They have a trolley that kind of runs back and forth. Absolutely gorgeous. It really is a neat-looking spot. Do some research. Wilton Manors wouldn't be the worst place to go visit for like a little staycation.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
I think it'd be great. And you're right. When they show pictures of these streets, Carlos, it's like one beautiful, cute little bungalow after the next. Imagine Thornton Park here in Orlando.
Yeah.
Citywide.
I know. I got to check it out. I can't believe I've never known that. I picture like I'm writing a screenplay like, you know, American Tale where they want to go west. Like there's a young, you know, gay boy and he's like, one day I'll live in Wilton Manor.
Wilton Manor!
Because everybody's gay. Wilton Manor, where the streets are paved with glitter. Because everybody's gay in Wilton Manor.
It's where Hugh Jackman lives!
No, I'm going Wilton Manor, Christmas time. We'll be there.
It's weird they showed no famous people actually from Wilton Manor.
Man.
But I will say this. If you want to live in Wilton Manor, depending on where you want to be, it can be anywhere from $2 million up until the I went and searched for what looked to be a cute little
gay-appointed bungalow. Painted yellow, had a nice paved path with a nice backyard and a pool.
Yeah.
2,500 square feet with a pool, set you back about $530,000.
Oh, wow.
Which is not doable considering everything around there. But yeah. There you go. Where you at is Wilton Manors, nice. Florida. If you haven't checked that out, you should. Thanks to Glenn Clausman at Clausman Law. That's KLAUSMAN.com, law.com. Remember, car crash, call Clausman.
Now, this shows how bad our memories may or may not be. But several people on the text servers are saying that we've talked about that one before. And now, I think we might have. Now that that I'm thinking about it, I think we've heard about an all-gay city down in that area before.
Okay, so we are going through the cycle a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, because you got to remember, I've gotten to the point where we've done Where You At Now for 3 or 4 years, and there are only so many interesting cities in Florida that don't have the same exact history.
Right.
You know, in other words,
four months ago, man.
How about this? Had a sugar mill, then there was the train tracks. Some Indians fought, and then there you go. So I am going to revisit some of the real interesting spots we did earlier in the bit.
And okay.
Wilton Manors was one, but you got to remember, you didn't remember it.
You know, until you got halfway through it, I'm like, oh, yeah. Well, I saw the Texas server said you did this one before. Thank God they pay attention. And I'm like, yes, I think I now do remember that.
But you got to remember when we did this last time, I didn't know Funky Buddha was there.
I did not either. Someone just said that also on the texting service, 77031, that Corona just bought out Funky Buddha.
Oh, they may have, because I mean, a lot of that going on right now. You know, Budweiser's on a big buy. Well, I say InBev is on a gigantic buying spree as well. So a lot of the beers that you knew as these really big, gigantic independent brewers are actually now under the umbrella of whether it be an InBev or Miller Lite or Coors or whatever the case may be. A lot of those guys are doing that because there's just too much money in it.
It's not Corona per se. It's Constellation Brands, which is the distributor. And what's happening in this, and there's a lot of beer snobs get all caught up in the sense of this. What's cool about it is that Funky Buddha gets to take advantage of the infrastructure that Constellation Brands has, so that their beer gets out to more people.
Right.
And it happens in any kind of thing. It's your cool little band from town, and then they get signed to a major label, and now everybody's a part about it, and then you get mad about it.
It's Green Day. Remember when Green Day went from Lookout, and they signed with the I forget the
Epitaph, I think?
And they signed with this big label.
Sellouts.
Oh, yeah, you're not a punk band anymore.
Yeah.
We're making the same music.
Hey, we're successful bands.
And I will tell you, just from knowing a lot of these beer guys, and Angel knows a lot of the same guys I know as well, and you hear him talking, it does suck.
Yeah.
Because these guys worked hard to craft really good beers, and then they made it. You know, they got their beers so good that they could actually make that gigantic lump sum of money, and then people come down on them for it. I'll never understand that mentality. It's so small, man.
Yeah, some people don't like to see success. That's funny.
Happens in a barrel.
Hey, a shout out to John House. Listen to us right now in Leithfield, Kentucky. We appreciate that on the iHeartRadio app, and also watch us on our YouTube channel at iHeartMonstersRadio on YouTube. That's three words. We appreciate it. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Full of promise and hope and totally ignorant of reality.
That's how a man's supposed to talk to a woman when he's being sexy.
Radio 104.1
from the
Radio 104.1. Oh man, Carlos just showed me one of the most amazing things. You have to get it so I can put it on our website. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. He's going to bring it in and show it to Dirty Jim. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, Carlos, and James John here, Monster Comic of the Year. I want to see Jimmy's reaction when he sees this. What it is, Angel, is this guy, and it looks like there's some island somewhere or whatever, and this guy's swimming to the shore, and behind him is an alligator chasing him. So his buddy is on the shore and starts throwing rocks and dirt at the alligator, and the alligator starts getting close. So like a good buddy would, as the gator's getting closer and the guy looks like he's going to get caught, he jumps in and gives like a bionic elbow to the gator. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
I was looking to see if it's real.
It's not.
I saw it yesterday.
Why are you guys ruining it?
The reason why is because it's not ruining it. I mean, it's just the thing is, you put it up and it's
saying, I want to think it's real.
The thing blew up 24 hours ago. It was all over every social media yesterday.
If you look at the gator's head when the kid hits the water.
Even open its mouth.
I literally just saw it in the hallway as I was walking over here. I was like, this is awesome.
No. He showed it to me. I'm like, oh my God, it's so amazing.
The gator's head starts kind of bobbing back and forth like it's a plastic boat.
It is. It's a plastic boat. And then if you listen to the guy, if you listen to the audio, the guys are dying laughing. They're all in on the joke.
Oh,
it's hysterical, buddy.
Oh, it's a prank.
I told you it was fake.
You know, and you know what?
You gotta give me a heads up when you're doing this because you're genuinely disappointed.
I am disappointed.
And I'm like, but you owed
me one, and I'll tell you why. Because you saved me yesterday, and I'll tell you how you did. When I started talking about Prozac, and I'm like, oh, Prozac, he's got these stupid haunted things, and you're like, no, like he's for real. Like he's a rapper, and the people say that his stuff, you know, hasn't been debunked, and he's the one. And I'm like, oh, I'm going home and watch it again with that perspective. I'm like, oh, this is real. This is really good. Prozac is the man. I'm gonna start listening to Prozac rap, you know, because I watched one of his, I watched two of his movies yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, wow, man, he's got some really good video of real ghosts and stuff. So you sold me back on Prozac, but then you lost me here with the Gator.
You gotta give me a heads up when you're doing this because I thought you were trying to mess with me. I was like,
I legitimately thought that was real.
If you listen to the audio on that video, it's really funny because. Like, everyone's in on the gag, and it does totally look like the dude does Jimmy Snuka off the top rope onto the Gator's head.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
You should have known it was fake, though, because I don't know anybody that likes me that much is going to jump in the water. Well,
seriously.
Well, what Carlos said was, this is what a real brother does. You know?
This is a real friend. Real brother just gets up and runs.
And you know what? And this is one of my... You know, One of my many issues. I don't really question things. If I see it, I'm like, oh, that's got to be real.
Yeah.
You know? I'm the worst, dude, because...
Jimmy right away did not believe it.
It was pretty easy because when the kid hit the water with the bionic elbow, which was super funny, by the way, the gator's head started kind of bobbing back and forth as if it was, like I said, a boat with a gator, like a toy boat with a gator's head on top of it.
What was it, a year ago when we played the audio of the bear chasing the downhill skier?
Oh, that was scary. You know what? Ignorance is so much bliss. It was so much more fun to believe that bear was real. Look, and it's so much more fun to believe that guy really jumped in that alligator.
You guys don't understand. I'm sitting here and I'm watching you guys. And oh, they're so happy. What is it they're talking about? I want to be part of it. And then you're just like... It's the video.
They just bought a timeshare.
And that moron thinks it's real.
Yeah, it's like, guys, it's like not real.
I was watching the whole time, walking down the hall, like, oh my God, this is insane. And I swear to God, as I walked into Jimmy's room, it was that moment that I looked at him like, oh my God, this is fake.
I swear to God. Russ still believes it.
I think I don't even think I said anything else. You showed to me, I went, oh, it's fake.
Yeah.
It's immediately fake.
Oh, but so you didn't have the joy I had, you didn't get to feel. I'm just bummed out.
I saw it. I was like, I want to be joyful. Like you guys, Jimmy,
wouldn't it be fun to be ignorant for a day and just enjoy things and be laughing and think, oh, that's so cool.
My joy came in you falling for it.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. That works out great.
I'm glad I can help. That's good.
Cold-blooded.
I want to remind you, coming up very soon will be the Victory Casino Cruise with all the guys from Real Laughs. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Tickets are selling great. And now they've changed the deal to where basically we're paying listeners to go, which is fine with me.
How's that?
Well, here's what they're doing, Jimmy. It's all you got to do is pay $10.41 to go. And when you do that, they're going to give you a voucher for food for $15 and then another voucher for $10 to play slots. So for $10, you get a $25 voucher and you get on the boat for free.
Tori and I and Code Black and his wife went probably about 4 months ago and had a blast. And believe it or not, you can't sleep on the food. They actually do a very good job on the boat. And, you know, and all the dealers are very courteous. The management's very courteous. The bar up top is a lot of fun. If you bust out early, you still don't lose because it's the weather's beautiful. So you get to slide up top, have one of the fruity drinks, and enjoy the day, man. What's wrong with that? They have live music the entire time you're there, by the way.
Monster fans have already sold out the buffet. so that's why they switched to giving you the gifts certificate for the other food.
And let me tell you something else. I think this is important to say. There's a common misconception with the boats, these day gambling boats, that, you know, the machines are tied or, you know, nothing pays out because they only have a short period of time to, quote, cash in on you. That is not the case.
Yeah.
The last time that we went, the four of us went, dude, I made like $300 on the three-card poker team. My wife made money on the slots and Code Black's wife made money on slots. So there's money to be made there. The machines aren't, quote, unquote, tighter or anything like that. It doesn't work like that.
I've had people ask, well, is this particular cruise just for hardcore gamblers? And my answer is no, really.
So I think it's the opposite.
It's for people who don't really do it that much, but you're going to do it for a night, and you're going to watch the guys from Real Laugh perform on the way out. I'm going, Carlos is going, Vince Taylor's going to come along with us. Of course, you got James Young, you got Devin Siebel, you got Miguel Colon,
and the way, the area where they'll be performing is like a showroom. It's a straight-up stage. They have a full band that plays there for two or three sets as the cruise is going on. So, again, very comfortable seating, and it's going to be fun. I think you guys are going to have a blast.
For any of you guys who are old-school fans, Bo the Big Man Road Roach is coming with us, so we're gonna have a great time. And I'm glad we're doing this thing together, man.
Yeah, there's a rumor out there that I might be drunk.
So when James John,
I've never even seen you with a buzz, dude.
I know.
When James John, Monster Comic of the Year,
for the record, who's already a really jovial guy. So imagine adding alcohol to that makes him a hug machine.
Oh, I hope it makes him mean as hell.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not a mean drunk. He's just
throwing people off the
totally see
I'm
that.
I'm so nice, so, man. Yeah.
So when you do decide to have a drink or two, what does James John decide to drink?
Don't answer. What do you think it is?
I think he drinks, hold on, seriously, he doesn't drink often. I don't think it's beer. I don't think it's whiskey. I'm going to go with a gin and tonic is what I'm going to guess.
Los?
What does he drink? It's something fruity. It's something fruity. Because he doesn't drink that. It's probably like a Long Island. He probably goes hardcore.
Long Island.
Angelito.
Yeah. Mudslides.
You know what? I have to remember. So James came to my house a couple times. We sat down and did some stuff. And I can't remember. I think I have a little cooler in my studio. I think James. Did I have one? I think James drinks like this. I think James drinks like flavored seltzers, like White Claw or something like that. That's what I believe. It's like a malted alcohol beverage, or it's beer. It's one of the two.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, guys. I'm from the South. Keep that in mind. Don't forget that. I drink whiskey.
Oh, really? Well, I was totally off base on that one. Too.
I drink whiskey. But I love brown
Were you drinking
liquor.
Whiskey with us at night? I can't remember. I don't think you know because you're driving.
I was driving.
I didn't even think you drank.
Do you mix it with anything or just straight up?
Straight up.
Oh, brother. You're a man.
I'm a man until I get home. That's right.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, honey, I'm sitting down peeing.
Straight up whiskey.
Yeah, I do. I love whiskey, man. I used to drink a lot back in the day. But I used to drink like horrible whiskey, like Wild Turkey and all that stuff like that.
Wall Street whiskey.
Yeah, man. Well, I didn't get in trouble. I didn't have anything bad happen. I just slowed down.
Yeah, I
got older.
Yeah, it happens.
It does happen, brother. But now I want to drink. I'm going on a boat. I'm not driving it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to get those tickets, just go to, and to get the deal that we're doing, you've got to go to realradio.fm/victory to get that deal. And there's still, I mean, we're filling this boat up, man. Mm-hmm. And I think there's over 300 some odd people that are going so far. We're going to fill the boat up with Monster fans and Real Laugh fans, and we want to see you there. And that's coming up on July the 14th. I was just going to ask Angel something. Daggone it. Angel, what was it I was going to ask you? It had something to do that was...
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm going to ask you real quick. I don't know, while Russ is thinking, what's the latest on the Oreo front? We haven't heard anything on a new Oreo flavor. It's been a minute now.
So they just dropped the 4th of July Oreos. So those are really fun. Okay. Shout out to my guy who dropped some off yesterday. I almost ate the whole entire package myself.
Now, what consists? Thanks, what is an Oreo, a 4th of July
You're
Oreo?
Already gone, man. I'm sorry. It's okay, so it's a regular Oreo cookie, the chocolate cookie, and it's white frosting in the middle, but it's got like Pop Rocks in it.
Oh, and so it's, for
and
fireworks.
And they're red, white, and blue and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's really, now, the newest one that I just saw, and people hit me up, is they've done the thing, the Oreo Thin, and there's an Oreo Thin pistachio flavor.
Oh, man.
I haven't had a chance to get my hands on that. I just saw that just recently. Right. A couple friends shot me pictures over to that.
I just remember when we were talking about whiskey. I was going to ask you about the Whiskey Queen, the girl that came in here and started her own whiskey. What happened with her?
Actually, she's going to be visiting here real soon. She's getting close to her launch date and everything, and she wanted to get all that in order, and we'll have her back in here right, I think probably the week of the launch.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Well, something happened in the news. Burger King in Russia got into a little bit of trouble. And we have a representative that's going to call there from there in a second. So don't go anywhere. You want to hear this.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Broadcasting live on iHeartRadio.
That D. Snyder song put me in the mood.
Oh, yeah. Who's this?
Oh, you know this one. It's Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
Change the game right here, dude.
Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. And James John is here from Real Laughs, Monster Comics. Tomorrow, Dirty Jim, Jim Colbert Show. What you got on board?
So, Craig from Pyre Spot is going to come in around 3:20. We're going to talk about fireworks safety and all the cool stuff coming up for the season. Of course, he's been a big sponsor for quite a while, but he's really good on the air.
And then at 5:20, we have a very interesting guest, Russ.
Yeah?
The professor and chair of sociology from UCF.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the effects of social media on group behavior.
Okay.
And basically this, is the idea is this. So somebody goes into your room and asks this question, right? You have all your friends in there. And everybody feels the same way, but you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are close to you,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want them to look at you differently, so you would say what they say to make them happy, even though it goes against your heart.
Mm.
Imagine that on a national level, powered by a grid of social media where people can influence other people to believe things that they don't believe just because they don't want to seem like the odd man out to their friends list.
Oh, yeah.
Well, believe it or not, that is an actual thing being studied right now, and it is a massive impact because we're learning more and more about social behavior with social media.
Yeah.
And its effects are way greater than you think it is. And we're going to discuss that this Friday or tomorrow with a professor of that discipline from UCF, Dr. Libby Mustaine. She was very gracious to come on with us.
Oh, that's good.
And then Animal House, Ross Thoughts, Brandon Kravitz, all the stuff we do on Fridays.
I would say that I was a lot like that, you know, like younger, before I even started doing talk radio. Now we're kind of talking. We kind of say what we think and we don't care what everybody else thinks. But I think before we were in talk radio, I probably would have been guilty of that for sure. Like, well, if everybody says this, I'll say that because I don't want to go against the grain.
I don't want to tell you what she told me when we were talking via email about, you know, something I never thought about. But there's something they've stumbled upon that you'll hear about tomorrow that I bet you probably never thought you could apply to this that really makes sense when you hear it. You're like, oh, yeah, people do that. And then you could see how that could affect the way that you process daily news and then make decisions based on that. So that's tomorrow at 5:20 on my show.
Hey, so this happened in Moscow, Russia. And, of course, the World Cup is a really big deal. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and there's a lot of people that are just really, really excited about the World Cup.
Yeah.
And Burger King had what I think is a great promotion. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it, but I guess some people are saying it's sexist. Burger King has had to apologize.
By the way, the next words are going to be terrifying to everybody.
And apologize because they offered a lifetime supply of Whoppers to any Russian women who got pregnant by a World Cup player, which means...
Oh, my God.
What they wanted to do.
I don't see the bad in any of that.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Trying to help out the World Cup players.
They're feeding women, first off.
Right.
They need nourishment, so they're giving them something to eat.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
And they also said that what they wanted to do was have their next, their next generation of Russian players, to have, make sure that they have great soccer players.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with it. Angel, yes.
Is it offensive because maybe we don't understand Russian sense of humor?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or is it just that the fast food game is that tough?
Right. Yeah. Literally, we're willing to do that.
Burger King, I guess, is apologizing, and they have an official, and is, I guess, to apologize.
Do you want me to bring him in?
Yes, please do.
Okay,
please
let me bring him in. Let me bring him in. Come in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He only comes in when he has.
Oh, yes. They were representing Burger King from in Russia, not the American Burger King that we love and know here in Central Florida.
Yes.
This is the Russian Burger King.
Yes.
Igor Abonolot.
It's Igor Ibonolov.
Whatever.
Please say this correctly.
Right out the gate.
Thank you. Please say this correct.
How do you say it?
It is a beautiful Russian name.
Yeah.
Igor Ibonolov.
Igor Ibonolov. Okay.
Yes.
So it's also Igor Plastic Gatorhead.
Yes. Mr. Ibonolov.
That is good, Jimmy.
Explain to me the idea behind the original idea behind this particular promotion in Burger King in Moscow.
I am head of... marketing for the Burger King in Russia, and that is how it's properly said. The Burger King, we also call it.
Oh, it's
the Burger Zone.
It's not Burger King, it's the Burger King.
The Burger King!
The Burger King! Okay, tell me about this promotion for the Burger King.
Yes, thank you. You must have Russian in you.
I must have.
Your head looks like very Russian-y.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was very experimental in college.
Yes, we want to tell the people.
It's my favorite dressing.
Of America. In Russia, we love football.
Okay.
Yes. Not your pussy American sport.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we also love women.
Well, we do too in America, yeah.
I heard you've sold a few.
Blood.
Yes. So, my genius was this, and my English is poor.
Yes.
Hot babes.
Yes.
Football.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm boning.
Right?
Are you sure you're not here for Bud Light?
I'm so sorry. This is
a beautiful way of whoppers.
Hold on,
whoppers.
You're actually kind of trying to skirt around the case here. So
I don't skirt anything.
Is it true that you offered a lifetime of supply of whoppers to any Russian women who got pregnant by a World Cup player?
That is the ransom. I mean payoff.
That's not bad.
That is what I thought was the extraordinary part. Was me being very benevolent, is that how you say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To give these whores some burgers.
No, no.
Hey, it's wonderful.
You can't, you can't say benevolent and then whores.
Oh, in Russia, you can call a woman who is properly a whore a whore.
Yes. So was this like any World Cup player or Russian World Cup player?
No. We will take anyone.
Anyone, really?
Yes, anyone. Even one of those crazy African countries.
Oh, all right.
So,
and Wakanda thanks you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. You are the first black person I've met.
Thank you.
So it was any Russian woman that got pregnant by any around the world. That way you would have the better genes for soccer or football in Russia.
Please, gentlemen with nice hair, please turn this song up.
And leave Jimmy out, right?
Son of a bitch.
American jokes of bald men make me laugh. The irony of hair and no hair. You are good. You will work for marketing.
Got him.
The irony of me bringing him food in a minute.
Oh yeah,
very true.
Really bad time for me to pick on Jimmy.
Please be careful with this beautiful bald man.
Enjoy your pubic pie. Oh.
So you do this, a stunt.
It is wonderful promotion.
Promotion stunt.
Yes, to have beautiful football babies that will win for Russia.
And so what makes you come back and apologize for this? And once again, the promotion was, you know, a lifetime supply of whoppers to any Russian woman who gets pregnant by a World Cup player. And now you come back and you apologize.
Yes.
Why do you apologize?
There is a Russian movement like Time's Up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called, I can't do it because it's in Russian.
Oh,
you wouldn't understand. It's like vodka, 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 vodka.
Vodka, vodka, vodka. Hashtag vodka, vodka, vodka.
Hashtag vodka, Russia, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the women have voices these days. You must listen to them. My wife yelled at me. Okay, even in Russia, your wife has lots of power, you know.
So your wife, I guess it says here that your social media really jumped on you guys.
Yes, I really go on there.
They were really upset that you would offer a lifetime supply of whoppers to any woman, any Russian woman, because you didn't offer it to other women throughout the world.
Yes.
Just Russian women who got pregnant by any World Cup player in the world.
Anybody could.
Even in America. So if an American.
No. Those football genes are horrible.
Yeah, I was going to say, look, we need to employ this here, buddy. I don't know if you know this. Not in the game this year.
No, I watch Orlando City. Not too good.
So if a Russian woman got pregnant by an American World Cup player, what do they get?
They will get the junior whopper.
Just one?
One for the week.
That's it.
That is it. Look, Burger King, good people, good whoppers. These women are beautiful. What is wrong with wanting to have beautiful half-Brazilian, half-Russian babies?
What is wrong
with having beautiful Russian, Portugal babies?
Nothing.
Our women are beautiful, yes?
Yeah.
You have seen Taken, yes?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
They are beautiful. Cheekbones like no other.
Right.
That's what I look at.
I apologize to the ladies that may have been offended.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And we're canceling the other promotion, which is adopt a baby from one of those countries. And we will give you free soda.
Very good. All right. Well, I
must go get on a plane. I'm going back to watch the World Cup.
I'm glad you apologized. Thank you for coming in today and straightening this whole thing out.
All right.
You're listening to the Match of the Morning. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos, and also today is James John from Real Left. Want to give a shout out to, let's see here, oh, this is, okay, Blogging Molly asked me for this one because this guy, I guess, met Blogging Molly somewhere and said, please, Blogging Molly, ask Russ to give me a shout out.
Aww.
So it's Bill Toporowski.
That's Igor's brother.
Yeah. Toporowski. He's a truck driver from Oviedo, Florida, and Blogging Molly asked me to give him a shout out. So there's your shout out, Bill. Appreciate you listening on the iHeartRadio app. If you are listening on iHeartRadio somewhere in the state of Florida, and somewhere in the United States, somewhere around the world, send me an email, russ@wtkaz.com. Let me know the city and state and country that you're listening, and we'll try to give you a shout out. I got a bunch of them to get through today. We certainly appreciate it. And if you, when you send that email, russ@wtkaz.com, if you got a question, something you want us to kick around and debate and talk about, well, you know, we can do that. Just send that, and we'll maybe read it on the air sometime. So this is today is the summer solstice. This is the longest day of the year. When they say longest day of the year, well, more sunlight today than any day of the year. And so for here in Florida, I think it's 14 hours for the most part, 14 and a half hours or something that we'll have daylight. But we're also into the summertime for kids being off school, right?
So
they've done a study, and the average parent. Before the average parent is up to here with their kids, okay, how many days into the summer break
does the average parent start losing it?
Yeah, yeah. What day does the average parent start to go, okay, I'm sick and tired of these kids. I can't wait for them to go back to school. What day you give it?
Brother, I would tell you we're, 2 weeks in, and much money as I paid in groceries, I'm done.
Okay, you're already done.
I'm done.
I would go day 20.
You say day 20? What do you think, Angel?
I'm lucky in that regard, so she goes to camp, but I would guess probably...
The average parent.
Average parent.
That doesn't have a camp.
14 days.
14 days. That's very close. What do you think,
the question again, I'm sorry.
Okay, this is when the day that the average parent kind of loses it and has had enough and wants their kid to go back to...
Day 3.
Day 3, yeah. No, it says on day 13.
Yep.
Is the day...
It's that first grocery cycle, yep. Right?
Yeah.
Lucky 13.
Yeah, it said most parents are ready for them to go back to school. Yeah, 13 days of... they're going nuts already because they've done everything to try to entertain them.
Yep.
And what are some of the... Now, if you don't have the camp situation, which is a great situation, what are some of the things that people create or come up to do for break for the kids?
I'm telling you something to save my life because I have 4 kids. We love going to the movies, but we go to the movies, get concessions. That's like $100 every single time.
Yeah.
Movie pass.
Well, you know what? AMC just jumped on board with that.
Yeah.
You know, I've got that premiere pass thing or whatever, but now I guess you can pay a little extra.
It's like $20 and you get kind of similar to a movie pass.
And you get to go to 3 movies a week. If you got the movie pass there.
Yeah, they want people in the door, man. They see
that's all they want.
And then cash every single month.
So movies are great for kids.
Oh, my gosh, yes, man. One of my kids drives, so I would tell him, you take everybody with you. You go, here's a little money for a concession. Yeah. You just take them with you, go. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
There you go.
What about you, Carlos? What do you come up with Lennon to do when...
I don't know, but it's driving us crazy. I swear, I'm dead serious. Like, and she's a good girl. And she has plenty of stuff to play with in the house and do, but a kid can only do, she's an only kid, her only child, and there's no kind of kids around. So what did I do with her yesterday? I've tried to do something with her every single day. We go in the pool a lot.
Yeah.
But my wife works from home. She produces her YouTube channel from home. So it's a huge inconvenience in that sense. So it is I've never thought about it before having a kid, but it's a huge ordeal. Dealing with it.
Says here 58% of the parents feel like they just can't figure out enough activities for their kids to do the entire summer. The top 5 things that the parents do for the kids, what do you think it would be the top 5 things to keep them busy in the summertime?
Is it Benadryl?
Benadryl, yeah. Not one of them. Now, movies was in number 2, so you already guessed one of them.
I'll tell you
household
where.
Chores?
Household chores is a great idea, but not in the top 5.
They don't do those anymore.
I took my wife and I took our daughter there yesterday, and it is a bevy of single moms in workout clothes waiting for their kids to finish whatever, and that's the Science Center.
The Science Center. That might go in.
That's a big one.
Amusement park is number 1.
That's
so
not the same thing. Amusement parks. Thing? Yeah, I'm not going to say that. Science centers are science and learning, and amusement parks are beer and roller coasters.
Yeah, and fun and stuff like that. But the Science Center is a damn because of 4 or 5 floors of different stuff, so it's easy to blow 5-6 hours in there as a kid.
And it's an amazing one. We have a really great one, so I think that, and then...
So here, number 1 is amusement parks, number 2, the movies, number 3, the zoo, number 4, bowling,
And see, but those are all
five, camping.
Yeah, those are all one-off events. Like you, okay, I took you to the zoo.
Yeah.
Summer lasts what 12 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I got really lucky this summer. Before her regular summer camp, we found something that she specifically. You know, we sent her to art camp. She did theater camp last year, and it's a week of like not intense, but this is the one thing we're focusing on. We're focusing on painting, clay, this kind of thing. And what was awesome about it is that she showed a real good aptitude towards it. So that after that 1 week of that specific camp, and she's going now to regular summer camp.
Yeah.
You know, you buy all the, you know, you buy crayons, I'm sorry, you buy all the easels and all the
pencils
things and on the canvases and everything, so that when she's at home, she's playing artist.
Do you think that, you know, yesterday we talked about how the real masculine dads weren't really, they did some study and they said they weren't considered the best dads, whatever, I don't know if I believe that or not, but we talked about how our dads were. Do you think that, I know my mom and dad did not care what I did in the summertime.
Exactly.
They were not concerned, like, you just play, do something, boy.
Like, mom, what are you gonna get me for summer? She's like, I got you a chair. Why? So you can sit your ass down somewhere.
Yeah, we didn't do any. Am I crazy?
No, it was nothing.
Is that what it was for me? Okay, I lived in Kingswood, over off Lee Road. That's where I grew up in Kingswood. I wake up in the morning, mom would make us breakfast. She'd go, okay, get outside.
Get out. Yeah.
I'm like, but it's air conditioning in here, mom.
Yep.
Get outside. Out. Come back when the lights are going out. And we were just told just to go out and run in the neighborhood.
But we still had fun.
I
love my summers. We would just go out, play. We hang out. Play some video games, and it was fine.
And there are studies now, Jimmy, I don't know if you've seen any of this, but there are studies where they say that kids that are allowed to go out and get hurt or go out and do things that are, they end up being more
self-sufficient.
Totally.
And independent. They solve problems better.
Yeah.
And there are studies where, you're not supposed to coddle your kids and hang over them
helicopter parenting.
Helicopter parenting has been the worst thing ever.
It is the worst thing. I personally believe it's the worst thing you could do to your kid. Yep. Honestly, I'd rather see you spank your kid than hover over them and wonder what they're doing every 14 seconds. That is not a good thing. It is not conducive to good relations. It's not anything.
But, you do feel like we're in a different world now. I know I didn't just let my son run around the neighborhood because I was afraid someone was going to kidnap him.
That's the thing. It's a perception. They've done the studies. The statistics are the same. I think it's less now of a chance that your child is going to get kidnapped.
You just know about it more.
Yeah, you just know about it more.
You know about
it's
the ones
everywhere.
That, yeah.
And I'll tell you this. I deal with this. I deal with guilt of not hanging out with my daughter enough during this time. What breaks me of that guilt is thinking of my summers. I know my dad was at work, I know my mom was at work, and we literally was like, summer was like, rules are off, you do whatever the hell you kind of want, and then you learn from there. So, but like, that article would have never been shown in the 80s or the 90s.
No. I also think that your environment makes a big difference. You grew up in a city, I'm from a relatively rural area. So for us going outside, our summers were filled up with riding my mini bike, my dirt bike all around the area where I lived, which is in the middle of blanking nowhere, going to swimming holes and doing stuff like that, riding the neighbor's horses and stuff. So, or building a fort.
Huck Finn?
Yeah. I'm serious. I mean, you have no idea.
Jesus.
But that's kind of what summers are, going to the lake and going swimming with all your friends. Yeah. Sliding over to the beach. We didn't have any money, so there really there was no option. But
beach is free, man.
Yeah, but when you come down into the city, it's weird because they feel like there's an entitlement. You need to do something that's like more mechanical, as opposed to just something a little bit more natural. But look, we're chock full of great canoeing and paddleboarding runs here in Central Florida. There are so many natural springs that are awesome to swim in within 30 miles of where we sit right here.
But that's
a 25 minute drive.
Part of the study
in Florida and 2.5 hour drive.
Part of the study that I was watching though was saying, as far as like mothers and fathers, planning activities for kids, that wasn't considered as good either. It's like, let the kids plan what they want to do.
Yeah.
And it might be something silly, like just, I'm making a little fort in the backyard or whatever.
Or a slip and slide out of a piece of plastic, some dish soap.
Come up with and you can give them ideas. And I remember for us, it was like, get outside and you can come back for lunch.
Right.
So we come back for lunch and then you got to go back out again and then come back for dinner. Yeah. And then that was a day.
But at this point, man, my daughter and we've cleared the whole backyard area. She's got basketball. She spends a lot of her time outside, swing sets. But it's also hot as balls out there. And, we're going to tell our kid to stay out there. I know that's not what you're saying. But there are so many different things that you can do. But at the same time, you also got to work. You also got to do stuff. You also got to
live,
you
know? We keep going.
I can only imagine with three or four kids. We only have one kid, and I swear we say it all the time. I could only imagine if we had more children how difficult this would be.
And I just don't think our parents, you know, I don't think they had the pressure of trying to feel like they had to entertain us.
No.
You know?
There was no pressure with my mom. She was like, look at me, like, sit your tail down. Yeah. There's no pressure.
Yeah, I mean, if I went to school, like, my first day of school, what'd you do this summer? Well, avoided my parents.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it was, because every time you were around them, they're just mad. I mean, another thing, too, is, like, my mom and dad and my grandmother specifically showed me this. The more you're around me, the more I'm going to ask you to do chores.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
So if you are around me and bothering me, know that you're going to be mowing the grass, digging a hole, trimming trees, whatever the case may be. If you stay away from me, do what you want.
Yeah.
Right. I know there were special days, though, that, like, my mom would take it. She said, we're going to the beach. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then, like, 5 minutes later, we'd be there, and it would be, like, Lake Fairview. I thought that was the beach, you know? I didn't realize.
Pobrecito.
Well, back then, Lake Fairview was the deal.
You know what has been keeping my daughter's time, and I think a lot of people are dealing with this, and I swear when my daughter does this, she looks like a narcos traficante.
What?
And that is when she makes slime. Slime is the worst thing ever. The most obsessive thing these kids are doing these days. I swear to God, my daughter was talking to a friend about her slime, and this is how the conversation went. Man, that's really good quality. Yours is good, man. Yeah. This is good stuff.
They're making that Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's like it's heavy. Wow, how did you get it like this? They're talking
like scientists.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God,
yeah,
I'm like,
ridiculous,
and I'm looking,
bro.
And it's the most popular thing.
How do you make slime?
It's like glue and shaving cream, and you mix it together, and you can add like kinetic sand. I'm telling you, there's all these different versions. Like, my daughter's walking around the house with two bags that look like giant bags of cocaine, and she's like, "Daddy, I'm going in the back to make some more."
Just go on YouTube and type in "how to make slime," and you'll find about 1.5 million videos of it, and they've all done their variations.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that I'm on the back end of that, and I've broken my kid of that fascination and got her doing other things. Because that's the other part. It gets into everything.
It does.
And
then
they use all, they like, and Walmart is smart now, because any of the box stores, you need a gallon of glue to make this stuff. And so now the gallons of glue are right up front.
It's you know what it's like? It's like peanut oil during Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
during the year you can buy a truckload for $6, but Thanksgiving week, $45 an ounce.
There you go.
Yeah, she's the Pablo
Escobar. Your
daughter's
a cooker now.
Yeah, she is.
She's a cooker, man.
Like, Daddy, I'm going to make you proud. I'm going to get this out on the streets. This is the good stuff.
You're going to come home one day, she's going to be like, okay!
Do they know how to make it like different colors and stuff?
It's
like,
everything, like, dude. Sparkly and purple. I'm telling you, she watches.
Ryobi green? They got that?
They could do that.
Ooh,
she watches YouTube videos on how to make it, and she's like, oh, these people are the best.
Is your house that house, though?
Other parents are feeling you guys. Texting service checking in. That number is 77031. Remember, text us from anywhere. We love it, and save that number as Real Radio. The other shows love it as well. I want to throat punch whoever came up with slime.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon, and I don't know why I didn't do it as a kid, because all the contents are there. Maybe it's the internet that made it that much easy for people to see. But
it's a YouTube star that the kids are all fascinated with, that really brought it back, because that person basically did a video, a how-to video, and when that person did it, it just went like wildfire, and there's a million of them now.
Now, have you guys had to deal with required summer reading, like certain books?
We're doing that right now.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
And is it hard to get them to do it, or?
Look, when you're, second, third, fourth grade, you still find it fun.
Oh, yeah. I see.
I mean, in that regard.
I don't remember those days.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still into it, too. She's already done some reading, and, you know, but we're on top of it, too. You got to be on top of it to kind of get them excited about it.
My kids are readers, so they'll do it.
Yeah, this is slime, man. That's what we got a problem with.
Damn slime. It's
in this country.
She gets home, and her little friend from like some houses down, she's like, can I get home? Mary Elise is there, and we're going to make some awesome slime.
She's tweaking.
And they're doing slime deals.
Yes.
Trading slime.
That's exactly what they did.
Hooking it up.
There's a cartel.
And then mom's missing all kinds of Tupperware because that's the other thing. They need containers for the slime.
Yeah, right.
And so they're using every piece of Tupperware that you've ever had in the house.
Her friend was walking home going, I'm going home, but I'll be back because my glue is way better.
I want to remind you that in about 5 minutes or so, it's the Daily Five. That means it's 9 o'clock, okay? And the Daily Five.
How about 9 o'clock-ish?
9 o'clock-ish, it'll be up? Okay. Well, you got to go to realradio.fm or monsters.fm and look for the Daily Five. If your name is one of the five names that's up there, and you make sure you get a hold of Blog and Molly first, and you're going to win a pair of tickets to the Monster Midway Suite Party at the Coke Zero Sugar 400, which is happening on July the 7th. And you can join us for that party if you call 1-800-PIT-SHOP and be a part of it. It's a great, great deal. But you can win those tickets by just going to the website and see if your name is on the site. Go to realradio.fm, Daily 5. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Deborah Roberts will be here to tell us about the real news. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. The Monsters Mornings, Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. James John here today with us from Real Laughs with Monster Comics. Shout out, let's see, I got another shout out here. B.T. Leeske listens to us in Port St. John, Florida on the iHeartRadio app, and we appreciate that. If you listen to us and you want to get a shout out, just email me, russ@wtcast.com, and we can give you that shout out. And if you want to vote for the best TV theme song, it's on our website right now. It's down to the finals. James, who would you vote for between Cheers and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? What's your favorite TV theme song?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. All the way.
Over Cheers.
Yeah, man. Look, come on, man.
It's going to come down to the wire.
I wonder if it's going to be an age thing, you know?
I don't know, because I was both.
I was both as well.
Yeah, but and here's the thing. If I were presented that, I would go Fresh Prince.
Absolutely.
But my pick is Cheers.
Really?
That's my pick.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You think more people are going to say, I identify more with Cheers.
I think in our audience, more people probably are going to say Cheers is where I would think. But, I mean, I was wrong with my other pick. I thought Sopranos would be, you know, the theme for Sopranos, I thought it was pretty damn strong.
Happy. It puts people in an intense mood.
You don't sing along with that.
Yeah.
No.
You're more like, all right, here we go. We're about to go into the underbelly. Yeah.
Both iconic songs, though. Yeah. You sing along to both those.
Absolutely.
Songs.
Yeah. So, and then right now, Dirty Jim's making our meat of the week.
There you go.
Which means we got some food coming.
Amen.
Which is good. Hey, what do you think are some of the, we're waiting for Deborah Roberts. She'll be in here in a minute to bring us the real news, see what is going on. But what do you think are some of the stereotypes that other countries have for Americans? There's an article here this guy
fat.
Did.
Fat.
Yeah. See,
loud.
Fat. Let's see here. Let me see a fat. I don't think fat.
All right, here we go.
Fat is not in it.
There we go.
What you got with me of the week? Or Deborah Roberts? Oh, okay.
I'm not coming in until the meat comes in.
How many times have you said that?
We're doing this first, okay.
How many times have you said that?
Meat of the week's fine, yeah. Yeah, we'll work with that. That's fine.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, here we go. It's meat of the week. Now, of course, meat of the week is always from Petty's Meats. Petty's Meats is on 434 in Longwood. And if you've never been, man, you got to go. You got to go check it out. It's the place is awesome. And what Dirty Jim will a lot of times have are these all you got to do is heat it up kind of things, where it makes it really easy to do.
Yep.
And just by the look of this, I'm thinking it's duck, but I don't know. I haven't had a bite yet. Go ahead and take a bite, Carlos, and see what you think. It could be. I mean, I guess it could be another animal. Oh, by the way, while we're getting all set up, I want to mention this. So the other day we talked about greyhound racing, and we went on both sides because, like, I didn't know how I felt about it one way or the other.
But Deborah got us in trouble.
We went on both sides of it, and so what was great was at the end of the day, both sides hate our guts. people that want to keep greyhound racing around, well, they're mad, and then the people that want to get rid of greyhound racing, they're mad. They both thought we said something different. So what we're going to do on July the 18th, we're going to have a live monster court. And that means we're going to let you, you know, state your case. We're going to bring some people in. We'll have both sides in. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be the judge. We'll have the bailiff of Boom, which is Angel. We got cross-examination by Carlos and Dirty Jim, and we'll work it all out. And here's what I decided. What we'll do is we'll let you, the audience, vote what you think we should do, whether we get rid of Greyhound Racing or keep it. I don't know. I don't have a clue which way to go right now, to be honest with you, because you know, both sides have the compelling arguments. But we said we didn't really know what we're going to do then several times. So it's going to be July the 18th, a live monster court. You'll be able to watch it on our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to vote at the end of the show to figure it out for yourself. But Dirty Jim, this is it looks like it's duck, but I haven't had a bite yet.
It is not duck, but I have to tell you, this is, again, one of those superstar dishes they've had in the case for a very long time. It's a winner. They've been doing it forever.
Oh,
I'll get Debs in a second. Mm. So basically what you have here is you have their sesame chicken, which I believe is either the oldest or the second oldest in-house dish they've had for a while. So basically they marinate these chicken breasts.
You take them
home, throw them in the oven, 30 minutes at 350, and they basically bake with that great flavor. And then you have their Szechuan noodles.
How come it's not dry? I mean, I know you cooked it in like a toaster oven over there. I mean, it's not dry.
Well, you know, they use good products. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. They have great products. And then on top of that, the marinade actually helps it keep nice and moist. So all you have to do is just kind of tend it. You have a in-house like a thermometer or a temperature gauge, you know, for meats that you can take temperature and make sure it's done. I just did this 30 minutes in my toaster oven at 350. It's tons and tons of flavor. It's a good filling dish. And again, you want to come home? I just stir-fried these noodles again for like 5 minutes on medium high in a sauce or in a frying pan.
Yeah.
Tossed them a couple times, brought them up to heat, and served it up and ready to go.
Tasty. That's the thing about chicken breasts. A lot of times it's dry, and so I kind of try to stay away from it. This turns out is really moist on the inside.
Yeah. They had that marinade down to a science. Like I said, it's been three decades strong. This dish has been in their case. So here's what you do. You go in, you buy four chicken breasts, and you buy enough Szechuan noodles to serve, you know, four or five people. Now, give you an idea of how many noodles. They brought me 110 of noodles. 110. That's it. And I have enough left over to probably serve three more people with that right there, that same portion. That's how much that is.
Keep it coming.
And again, this entire dish was made in a break. I did this in 4 minutes. I put the chicken on a couple breaks went in, and in 4 minutes brought this to life and served it with you guys. And the cool thing is when the chicken cooks, it produces its own sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So the marinade cooks out. It heats up. You don't have to worry about getting sick or anything like that. And then, of course, it's perfect. It gives you a nice little sauce put over your chicken when you put it right up on top of your Szechuan noodles, which have sesame oil in there, a little bit of soy sauce.
Nice flavor to it, man.
Some peas, some carrots, and corn in there.
Delicious.
Delicious dish. Very fast and very affordable.
Yes.
And Russ, you're right.
Gourmet every day.
The trick with this type of cut of chicken is that not to dry it out. And this is not that at all. This is amazing.
And another thing, too, I mean, I don't mention it many times, but last night for dinner, I had the meatloaf from Petty's.
I got one yesterday.
I love their meatloaf, and it's one of them things you just kind of, you know, pop it in and eat it. So
I actually got one of those yesterday. Also, they have really good tuna in-house right now. They have those the Argentina red shrimp we talk about a lot, which are like the lobster-tasting shrimp. They have those. I bought baby backs last night. So my summer's getting ready to go. If you're firing up your grill, of course, I think Petty's is where you got to stop, making everyday gourmet for all your grills with their in-house made grind burgers, chicken sausages, and everything. We love those guys.
Yeah, Petty's is awesome.
434 in Longwood, right by Kobe. Can't miss him.
So, Deborah, what's going on in the real news?
She hungry.
I'm hungry.
You keep whining, you're going to get nothing.
Man, she never that girl must never eat.
Yeah.
Come on, Jimmy.
Yeah, on the way out, I'll give you your dish, maybe.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Well, the real news, we have via executive order, the separation of families at the border is now come to a close. So no word on what's going to happen with the 2,300 children who've already been removed from their parents. The Department of Health and Human Services says it's very early, and they're still working on all of the details.
There was media crews out at the location down in Homestead, and there was no movement at all. They still weren't letting people in, and there was no proof that any of the kids that were there had left. And as late as last night, there was still documentation of kids being separated from the families on flights, and they were landing in New York. And this was at LaGuardia last night at 10 and 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Not a whole lot comical about this thing, but the one little small little kind of comical thing was yesterday when he was making the announcement that he was going to sign it. He must have said President Trump must have said five times, we're going to cancel the picnic. The congressional picnic has been canceled. And he kept announcing it like it was the principal of a high school or something, and that we're canceling the congressional picnic. No picnic. And he said, I'm like, he said it three times already. How many times are you going to say it? And he said again, like, canceling that picnic. Was that, do you think that was like a diversion? Like, let's make it about canceling the picnic and not what's going on. Like, why would a president say that five times?
Maybe he was looking forward to the macaroni salad. I don't know.
That's crazy.
You know, it was making my favorite summertime dish.
Making me laugh that he was really, I guess it was a picnic where the Democrats and the Republicans get together, and he's canceling the picnic.
He's canceling the picnic because he says there's just too much work that needs to be done, and they need to keep their eye on the ball. So I don't know if you heard, but they're canceling the congressional picnic.
Yeah, that's what I heard. He said it several times. Yeah.
Now, that was a pretty quick reaction to public outcry, was it not, presidentially?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like that happen? I mean, you have to admit, that was pretty quick to react to what seemed to be about 3 days of television and social media heat.
Well, kind of.
It depends, because this has been going on for the last 3 months.
I understand, but have you seen the videos of people in cages crying, though? That's what I'm saying. I mean, immediate reaction of that video seemed to do it.
I understand what you're saying, Jimmy, but this has been going on for 3 months. It just got to our radar in the last 2 weeks. There are people that have been trying to report this for the last 3 months.
Yeah, and he also said that, you know, his wife, he mentioned it a couple times, that this was, you know, Melania is really important to her. So,
she was on the record 3 days ago, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Straight against what it stood for, you know. Yeah.
Every living former first lady had, regardless of party affiliation, came out, including. And that what was stunning was that Melania Trump would have her spokeswoman make a statement when the policy was still in effect, and it was her husband's policy. Right. Also, reportedly, Ivanka Trump was working closely behind the scenes, urging him to end the policy as well.
Yeah.
So
family pressure, you know, can get to you. Yeah.
Locally, we've got Orlando police officer, Kevin Valencia, is now breathing on his own.
Oh, good.
He was shot in the face.
He was shot in the eye, of course, with that hostage standoff last week that we had. So that's good news. He continues on the mend, still in critical condition, but he's now breathing on his own. That's a major step forward.
Tough dude.
Very tough dude.
Yeah.
He's known for his courage and his heroism for rescuing some people out of a car that had gone into one of the canals in Doral, which is where he had served, I believe, for 3 years before he came up here to become an Orlando police officer. His first official day of summer.
Yeah, the summer solstice.
Yeah, at 6:07 this morning.
So it's going to get hot today.
Yeah, exactly. kind of what it's been since March.
A little over 14 hours of light today, which is the longest of the day.
Longest day.
There's a story about you need to watch your gas tank because thieves are now drilling holes into the bottom of the gas and stealing your gas.
Is that locally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how many cases have there been? Like, because this sounds like one of those stories, like, lookout alert, gas tank stealers on the prowl. There's literally been, but that's how it's portrayed. So I immediately think, oh my God, they're going to start stealing the gas tank. It's happened one time. What's the deal with it? Any other info on it?
Yeah, it's just like when you pump your gas, lock all of your doors, even if you're standing right there, because it's also a big thing for them to open up your passenger door. And if you're a lady, they'll take your purse right off your seat.
There's
video of it. Yeah. Or they'll just jump in and take your car, especially if you leave the keys in the car. So, yeah, you just got to, you know, because just as we come up with something that stops the scammers, they come up with another way.
It's easy to be a criminal, and we make it easy for them.
When you're standing at your pump, and you're waiting for gas to pump, and you're leaning up at against your car with your back, and you have your phone open, and you're reading it, guys will creep on the other side, pop your lock, they'll open your door from the bottom, go in there, grab your purse, you won't even know what happened.
Another thing you need to watch for, too, someone had recorded this at a... can't remember which racetrack station it was, which was located, but the pump started charging him before he'd even put the nozzle in his car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just for standing here.
And he filmed it. So he said he filled up his tank, but he doesn't actually know how much gas he put in his truck because the pump started ticking it off before he even started pumping.
And the price of gas is...
It's dropped now. I mean, I think the average around the state, I've seen $2.53 around here. It was $2.75 around Memorial Day. AAA is saying 47 million Americans, the most they've ever counted, are expected to travel over the 4th of July holiday.
All right,
so it's going to be very busy.
Let's get Deborah Roberts some media of the week and see if we can get some more news out of her in the next segment, okay?
I'll think about it.
All right, we'll do that. All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning.
I'll think about it. Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, reminding you that the Victory Casino Cruise, you can join us on July the 14th. All you got to do is go to realradio.fm/victory. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. James Yawn, the Monster Comic of the Year, here with us, and Deborah Roberts.
Yeah, very nice. Hey, real quick, before we get back to Deb, I want to tell you something we have going cool for Primetime, Russ. If you go to realradio.fm, go to shows, pull down to Primetime Kitchen, we're giving away a trip for two to St. Pete Clearwater for Visit St. Pete.
Nice.
These guys have come on board. They want you to go over and try out that coast, and it's $1,000 value, and all you have to do is name our logo, our little chef guy that we use for the logo. Mm-hmm. If you can give me a name that we can use for that guy and we choose it, we'll send you to St. Pete, $500 gift card and a room for two at a really nice spot over there. So again, that's realradio.fm. Pull down to the Primetime Kitchen and enter as you will. One per customer, please. Thanks, buddy.
All right, very
chefy,
good.
Chefy.
Hey, this is kind of sad news, man. This is sad news. Somebody that you might remember working with, comedian Robin Williams. He also has worked with Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, don't say, hold on now. What about it? What happened? He go bye-bye?
Coco.
Coco the gorilla, who learned sign language.
Oh, God, has Coco died. Beware. I thought it was Coco Beware.
Not Coco Beware.
I was going to have to leave the show.
Coco the gorilla.
That would have crushed my heart.
The one that learned sign language. He was 46 years old. He learned sign language.
She died in her sleep.
He's dying, yeah.
Wow.
She. Coco's was a she.
Yeah, you're really heartbroken. You don't even know her damn sex, Russ.
Well, yeah. I remember watching the gorilla talk with
Disney did a beautiful movie about that gorilla's life, being a little Mexican boy followed by ghosts.
Damn.
Oh, man. Sorry.
It got up to the point where she... That entirely she could say like movie. over 200 or 300 words.
No,
right?
No.
It was more than that.
Guess how many words they say she knew in sign language.
I see. I thought it was like 300.
300. Okay. What do you think, Carlos?
69.
What do you think, Deborah Roberts?
1,000.
1,000. Yeah. You've read the story.
Man, oh man.
It's 1,000 words in sign language and understood 2,000 words that were just spoken in English.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Have they made that much progress with any other gorilla or primate?
I don't know. It doesn't say here. They just,
because that'd be interesting if that's the only one that they made those breakthrough. I mean, they know that there's a limited time that they have to do that. I mean, I would think that they would maybe put other gorillas around that particular gorilla to see if there was some kind of bridge there that could be gapped, you know?
Yeah. It says
gorilla bridge.
I'm watching a thing right now, and it's showing Robin Williams with the gorilla.
Why, man?
And Robin Williams loved this gorilla. Like spent a lot of time with him. And I guess they did a film.
He looked like one.
And as Coco.
Oh, did he really? Robin spent a lot of time with him?
Yeah.
That's funny, no?
As a Jumanji or Night at the Museum thing? Because there are a lot of animals in both of those movies, right?
They're really there. You can see them. Like,
I think it was just his own. I don't think it was a movie. I think he was just visited them and
just down with gorillas, huh?
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me with Robin. He was a real
hairy dude.
He was a hairy ass dude. You're probably right. Yeah.
Robin Williams was like just shaking his hand.
He was like, there you are, my son.
Isn't that crazy?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, wow. That's later in his life, too.
Yeah. Going from Carlos, wouldn't it be amazing to sit there with this magical animal that is doing things that no other animal in the world, most humans, can't do it.
Yeah. Look at that. I tell you what, and to watch Robin Williams with, because, man, it makes you miss Robin Williams.
Well, think about
what
his energy,
sweet guy.
Right? Think about Robin's energy. It's normally frantic and crazy and all over the place.
You can't do that with Coco the Gorilla.
Hell no.
Tear your arms off.
Wow, man.
Also, you know, it's weird because half the people I graduated with do not know 1,000 words.
That's coming today. So I guess it's not breaking news. This happened earlier in the day.
Earlier today.
Yeah,
she should get some love, man. Cecil the Lion got more love than this one in his death.
She will.
Yeah.
She will.
Yeah.
I mean, it just happened. I mean, I'm sure the memorials will be headed that way.
It'll be all over the news, probably. What else is going on, Deborah, that we need to know about?
Well, it's National Selfie Day.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday. I saw that. The reason I thought it was because Moira was doing it yesterday. So I thought it was yesterday, but it is today, huh?
It is today. Thursday, June 20th. Today is Thursday.
Well,
right?
That's still
yeah.
It's
still
just a day on. That ends in Y. Yeah. I don't know why.
So how many years have we had National Selfie Day?
I don't know about that, but back in 2014, was it 25 billion selfie images were uploaded to Google Pics? And when you consider there's 8 billion people on the planet, that's an awful lot of selfies. But what they're finding out, I did this story myself this morning, the Journal of the American Medical Association says that facial plastic surgeons, 55% of plastic surgeons say they have patients, even members of their own family, that want to get reconstructive surgery on their face to make their selfies look better.
Oh, man, it was crazy.
But what they don't realize is that holding the phone 12 inches or less from your face will make your nose appear 30% bigger if you're a guy.
Oh, wow.
29% bigger if you're a woman. So they say don't judge it based on your selfie.
Does that work with the D-pick?
I was going to say, if that works with anything else. you know, very interesting, though. You know, and the selfies aren't, I mean, they've become deadly. I mean, was it like last week? We heard the story of the couple. They're out on their
lava.
Yeah, they plunged to their death.
On the honeymoon, and they went to take a selfie next to one of these very famous cliff edges, and the phone goes to fall out of the guy's hand, and he goes to catch it, loses his balance, and not only does he fall, I guess he grabs his wife in turn, and they both fall to their death.
You coming too, bitch? Oh, my God. This wasn't Aussie. Damn.
Wow. So he grabs her so he doesn't fall, and he pulls her over.
I think that's just a natural thing, is you just search for anything on, and then he grabs his wife, and 100 feet to their death.
Imagine all the bitching she was doing on the way down.
We should have gone to Orlando.
And look,
there
are compilations online where you can see where people have tried to take selfies in really, you know, stupid areas, and it wound up costing them either their life or some pretty bad injury, you know?
There's one video of an idiot taking a selfie next to a train, and as the train passes, the engineer sticks his leg out and kicks the kid away. Like, what the hell are you thinking?
But you know what? That's a shame that people are that obsessed with it.
It's got its own national day. What am I supposed to do? I gotta take a picture because it's not real unless it happens and I put it on social media.
It's a weird thing. People are like, oh, you're an actor. You like being on. No, I look at myself. I'm like, I don't like that picture. I don't like that picture. I'm the same way. Most everybody is that way. So you have that, and then people are physically changing the structure of their face because of Facetune, because of an editing app that smooths out your skin, lifts your cheekbones, gives you a beautiful sparkling eyes. You're literally looking at
it's not real. Facetune.
And by the way, that app I heard has the record for the most uncomfortable first dates.
It's a wonder, and thank God that app exists.
Deborah, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. All right, we come back.
Thanks,
Carlos, gonna take it to the top. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Yeah, you got today to vote for what you think the best TV theme song is. Just go to realradio.fm/songs and vote. There's two songs. It's Cheers versus Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Everyone that participates could win a $100 gift certificate to Hulu. So a Hulu gift card. That's pretty cool. So check it out on our website at monsters.fm. And there's all kinds of great stuff on our website. There's a link to our YouTube channel. There your audio from our podcast. There's all kinds of cool stuff on our website at monsters.fm. So check it out when you can. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel and Boom. And now it's time for Carlos. Take it to the top.
Let's go. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, trying to take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. And today's no different. Today is a Bill Ray Nissan sponsor, To The Top, and I love you, Bill Ray Nissan, because they have some awesome cars there. They really do. They're offering some really good deals. I told them, I said, give them good deals. Make it a good deal. How about this? You get a Nissan Versa 2017 for only $11,995. That's right. Drive home a certified Nissan Versa for only $11,995. These certified pre-owned vehicles get 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. BillRayNissan.com. Bacata. I'm trying to pitch them at the Bacata at the end. Instead of we do business the right way.
Right.
Bacata. It's bacata.
And they can make out to make t-shirts. It's like,
yeah, how would you spell bacata?
Bacata. B-A-K-A-T-A.
Okay, it's funny.
B-A-A-A-A-A-A.
When I was on the show Bloodline and I played a crazy Cuban drug dealer, and that was a stretch. The script supervisor came up to me, and this was like at 4 a.m. after we had been shooting all day and acting all crazy. And she goes, "Excuse me, how do you spell this? Is for captions." Bakata.
Because you said it in Bloodline when you were on that boat.
Yeah.
If you ever seen the TV show Bloodline, one of my favorite shows ever, it's already come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
But Carlos is in one of the episodes when he's on the boat, and when you did it, I'm like, oh, he worked in that damn word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. I was just coming off of Walking Dead where you couldn't improv
anything.
Not a syllable.
Not
a syllable. You literally have to do it as the damn script says, Carlos.
And Bloodline lets you just...
whatever the hell I wanted. I mean, I got Bacada in there.
And the director was that really good-looking black guy.
Mario Van Peebles.
Mario Van Peebles, yeah.
Sweetheart of a guy.
Is he really?
Sure. Bacada.
Did he pull you to the side and say something to you like, hey, Carlos, when you're working out?
Oh, yeah.
But what was that story with Mario Van Peebles?
This was a mixture of craziness. This was another really late night shoot.
Yeah.
We were shooting at the house of the producer of Avatar. His name is John something.
I'm Rich.
It was insane. It was one of the biggest houses I've ever seen, right on the coast by the Keys or whatever. And I'm sitting there, and I'm about to drive back to Orlando because I had to do a show here. And I look over, and Mario, and somebody comes like, hey, Carlos, Mario Van Peebles wants to see you. I'm like,
how many times do you hear that?
I know,
exactly. Mario Van Peebles wants to see you.
And I had like a plate of food and a Coke, and I'm like, okay. And I walk over there, and he's lifting.
Lifting weights.
He's literally lifting weights.
Yeah.
And he sets the weight down, and he looks at me. And I'm there with my other two brothers, my Cuban brothers there. And he goes, Carlos, do a set of those. It's 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Little did I know I had hyperthyroidism, and I'm like losing weight and sweat by the second.
Right.
So I go over, I'm like, I was kind of going to eat this sushi. I literally had it in.
I really need energy right
now. Yeah, and he's like, no, let's just do it, just do it.
So he's the director. The director's telling you to,
okay. So I walk over, and I finished my, it was like a 35-pound dumbbell or something, and I finished my last set, but I'm already weak, I'm tired, I'm like, he goes, no, this is how you do it. And he gets it, and he grabs it, and he does perfect form, and he goes, you have to flex the bicep perfectly. This is how you get in shape.
Was he trying to pick you up?
I have no idea, dude.
Why did he point you out?
And no. Then he made the rest of the guys do it, too. And I don't know. I think he was obsessed with working out. But I never in my life thought that Mario Van Peebles would be face to face with me, challenging me to a flex off.
Is he obsessed with working out, or are people watching him work out?
You know,
it seemed like he was calling people to watch him work out.
He wanted to see how you did. He wanted you to see how he did it.
He definitely, and he had great form.
He's looking for Bonaires.
But it pissed me off. I went back home, and that's what I would start every single set when I worked out with was a 35 dumbbell. And oh well. No, I wasn't even going into that story, but what the hell? It's to the top. We're going to go to the top. We're going to keep going to the top. And a lot of stuff going on. I did something very, I can't say I did it. I helped. I was the, what's the helper on a construction crew? Is there, there's a sous chef that's not like the chef. But
it's a ramrod.
I was the ramrod.
The ramrod.
I was the ramrod yesterday. And that would be, I was the ramrod for a man we all know and love. Rodney the Gator Hunter.
Oh, you were the ramrod for Rodney the Gator Hunter.
Yep, that's right, Russell.
You make a T-shirt.
I know. And
I was Rodney's ramrod.
Don't make that T-shirt.
I was Rodney's ramrod.
But if you do make it, make sure there's a graphic.
Yeah, man. You guys know I have been trying to be more of a...
Manly.
Manly.
I mean, this started a couple years ago. Let me give you due credit, please. I mean, it started a couple years ago when you simply just took down the shed.
Yes.
It was a simple, what they call demo in the business, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out there. I'm going to demo the shed. I'm going to get it off my property. It's unsightly and unsafe.
Yep.
That's where it began.
Yeah.
And then you kind of moved into, when the hurricane came, you went out there and you did some fence repair on your own. So it's been a bit of a, it's been a great trek for you.
It has. And one of the guys that helps me, thank you, Jimmy. One of the guys that helps me is Rodney. He is a literally can build anything contractor. It's what he does for a living.
He's a fantastic dude.
He is one of the best people I know, period. And I love his girlfriend too. Lisa, shout out. So, they just both came over yesterday. And because I had a thing that my wife luckily has been sponsored by a great company that is having her produce a video for her YouTube channel. Okay. And it's a big one and it needed to be done right. They gave a big budget. I ain't messing with this. Right. she bought, purchased a chandelier to go in the to decorate kind of our dining room.
Right.
I ain't putting that bitch up.
Yeah. Heavy.
No, chandelier is easy though.
Well, here's the deal. There's no outlet. Where it was supposed to be. There's no
electricity.
Yeah, there's no electricity.
Oh, okay. If there was already one there, you're just changing it out.
On a slanted roof.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, so it's way different, too. Plus, there's a bracing you have to have based on how much weight there is. Yeah. It goes in between the two befores. Then you have to learn how to run the power into that, drop it down.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what we did.
That's a lot more.
I put a ceiling fan in one of those things. Let me tell you, dude, it's terrifying. You're 25 feet in the air. You're holding up a 60-pound ceiling fan, trying to get the wires to come through, not shocking yourself.
Oh, my God. So that's exactly what happened. And Rodney, the guy comes over, and I'm just so grateful. And he looks at me, yeah, we can do that. He gets up in the attic like a foxhole in Nam. The guy is going through freaking.
It's 125 degrees.
Oh, my
up there.
God. And he's fitting this wedge. He comes back down. He's covered in fiberglass, and he's like, well, we can do it, but it's going to be a little tough. I'm like, all right.
I can see him saying that.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah, he's like, look, bro, we're going to do it. We're going to get this thing up there. And
he's just a great guy, man. I do love him. Every year I want to go camping with him. It's so much fun.
I know, and I want to go this year.
What?
I think I might go.
You're going to go camping.
I think I may, yeah.
You will love it. I promise you, you will love it.
All right.
Like
you go fishing there?
You go fishing. Yeah, I mean, it's a little cooler, and it
all right.
Now, you got to have the right stuff, though, and we can go to that later.
Like those astronauts.
Oh, don't worry about it. Russ has got everything. He brings the AC. He brings a generator. Yeah. He's got lights it all
as
on.
Long as
he's got refrigeration.
I got the battery operating fan.
He's got the TV
I got
going.
My Yeti cooler. I make sure I got all my stuff, man, where I'm comfortable.
Look, there's just one question. Do you have an AirHawk 2000?
I do. Well, I've got the Ryobi version of it.
Oh, well, AirHawk crushes that.
It does not.
He got in the attic and got in like a crawl space that he had to drop the wire in between where this light fixture is at. And before he did it, he walks over to me and he goes, hey, Carlos, we're going to have to fish this out. I'm going to be up there. I'm fine. It's going to be hot. But I'm fine. It's on you to fish this wire through this tiny, what's the light switch? The light, basically
yeah,
a little
the
tiny,
light box. Yeah.
And I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, dude, I'm really good at video games and the crane game. This will be no problem. Well, he gets up there. And I immediately realized why he had this small little talk with me. Because he's like, it's all about patience. It's all about patience. And like within 5 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, I could get him like, why can't I pull this wire through this hole?
Why couldn't you?
Because there's other wires. And then you have to break out the back. And then and then you have to actually fit it through one tiny section.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, is the wires, because it's covered with the silicone, it hits the other silicone wire covers and it acts like glue. So a lot of guys will actually spray Pam on that so it slides past the other wires. I had to do that fishing my new power line because I zero mounted my TV with everything.
Oh, nice.
So I had to run a new power box and I just put Pam on it and it slides past the other ones because if you have more of a bundle in there, it is a bitch. Oh.
What you're describing, though, is the reason why I hate projects like that because I get so frustrated when I can't, if I don't have the right tool, if I can't do something right, I get so freaking mad. I want to just throw it up against the wall.
That's how it used to be. Yeah. I would get so pissed at it because what it ended up being was I didn't have the proper tools. I didn't have the proper materials.
Right.
I was trying to use wood screws for metal. I was trying, I just didn't know. Rodney knows. He's the expert. He got that bitch up there. He put it in. We got the wire through. It looks fantastic.
I thought he was just a gator hunter.
No, this man knows everything.
He's really a professional contractor.
Yeah, I mean, for a giant company that we all know and love. And I just want to give a shout out to Rodney. That's very cool. We had pizza. We had a good time. And I'm going to be helping him in with some other stuff here, too. But, man, this is the motivational minute. Giving somebody your time, being able to do a job, help a friend, act of service is invaluable, man. It's priceless. It's a gift that we all have that for whatever reason we don't share all the time. I don't know why that is. Rodney is a guy that goes almost out of his way to help people.
Yeah, he does.
Know what I'm saying? And sure, I looked at him and I said, Rodney, I don't even know what I can help you with, dude. I'm sitting there in my head going, what can I help you with? What can I help you with?
You know, you say that, and when Jessica Reeland, her husband, who's a police officer who has PTSD after a pulse, and one of the things that he, to help keep his mind off of the PTSD, was repairing the fishing rods, right, and stuff. And so I asked Rodney, hey, do you have any extra fishing rods? Rodney didn't just go throw him some fishing rods. He took a bunch over with him, helped him repair them, got with him, and spent time with him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the kind of guy he is.
He is, and he inspires me to be a better person, and that's the motivation minute. Like I said, we all wonder, and we all feel bad at times. Like, man, I wish I could give more money to my kid. I wish I could donate this. I wish I could be in a position to really make. Well, you do. You have it, and that's your time. We all have an individual skill set or idea or platform that can help other people that are in a much worse position than you. In this case, it was just an awesome dude helping me out, so shout out to Rodney.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And when you know, what a little known fact is, he's practically deaf, has never heard this show. That's the reason he likes us so much.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
All he hears is boo, 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 boo.
He doesn't know what we're saying.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's so friendly. Huh?
I like walking through Home Depot. We went to Home Depot. I like walking through Home Depot with a guy that literally knows every single thing that's there.
See, he doesn't have to ask one of the people with the orange, what aisle is this? He knows what aisle it is.
He's not me walking there going, excuse me, sir, where are the screws?
Yeah. Right, that's me.
What is metal screw?
Or what does this Ryobi thing do? I don't have this one, and I don't know what it does. I'm going to buy it, but I don't know what I want.
Oh, man. So I saw a video yesterday, kind of in the same regard to this, but maybe you guys have seen it, and it's World Cup related, but it's not a soccer or football related. Dude walking around the stadium after Japan plays and wins, and he is filming all of the Japanese fans picking up the trash from the stands on their own.
Wow.
Bags. Not one, not two, like dozens and dozens of fans. That is have you ever seen that? What is it in their culture? I love Japanese people, but what is that? I mean, I've never heard of another country or team or anybody doing that.
It's just like a general idea of respect in those cultures, right? I mean, respect for everything.
I guess so.
Actually, and it's also, I think, it has to deal with the World Cup because, you know, the citizens of Japan were the first ones that did it. But it's also, there was another match that happened as well. Poland versus Senegal. Those fans picked up the trash after their match. I think it has to do with the fact that, you know, we're here representing our country as well, and so we want to, you know, put a good foot or a face to that as also.
That's pretty cool.
Both of those matches, there was footage of the fans cleaning up after themselves.
Very cool. I did not see that.
Let's talk our football fans into doing that.
Can you imagine Jacksonville?
Hey, Jacksonville, hey. Let's set a precedent.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to clean up your beer stash. And I'm going to clean up your beer stash. Man.
I don't think it goes that.
Man, yeah, I thought that was pretty damn cool. I love some Japanese. I would love to visit Japan.
I'm sorry, it was Senegal. I mispronounced.
Yeah, at least you can remember the country. That's good. I want to visit Japan one day.
Yeah, me too.
That's definitely a place.
That's on our list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the sushi's like sushi's totally different.
Well, the food's supposed to be amazing, not to mention, I think just the people love Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a general love for our culture there. So I think everybody that I know that's been there said it's been a great experience. Everybody's so pleasant, and the food is amazing.
Yeah, man, and technology.
Everything about it, yeah.
Little birthday shout-out. This guy, well, first let's do one shout-out that actually talked to this girl on the phone.
Who's
this
that?
Woman on the phone, and I thought it was cool because she's a cool chick. I was working where I was taking orders at a very fancy hotel.
All right.
I'm not going to give them a shout-out again. They don't need it.
They don't.
Sure as hell don't.
I mean, it's in the name, right?
Yeah, exactly. Get a call from her. She's like, what's up? I'm like, hey, what's up? I didn't say what's up. I said, how may I help you? Right. She's like, could I get an omelet? With, like,
are we trying to figure out who this is?
Yeah, you can figure it out. Okay. I'm doing the voice. Like omelets with onion, organic onions. And no, it's all cool. All right, talk to you later.
I would say it's Britney Spears.
No, I wish. No, I was
a chick from
Paris Hilton.
No, the American Pie movies.
No, who?
The one who had the bad boob.
Allison. Oh, no.
Tara Reid?
Tara Reid.
No, but damn, that is a Tara Reid accent.
Yeah.
I just
yeah. Hold on. Is it somebody we know for sure?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so
Lindsay Lohan.
No, one of the biggest movies of all time is she's all to her own. Like you, and she's totally unique.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She is a singer and actress. She is
Miley Cyrus.
45 years old today.
She's been in huge films like From Dusk Till Dawn, California.
Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis.
Oh, yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, very cool on the phone. It's weird. When I got to work at this place, and I loved working there, I talked to Lauryn Hill, Juliette Lewis, and they were ordering.
I find her strangely attractive, too.
There is a little attractiveness.
Who's Juliette Lewis?
Yeah.
But, she's hot.
Yeah.
But similar to this show, when I was a call screener on this show, I would love to write a book about the first minute you talk to a celebrity, because they're calling in. Lauryn Hill was ordering fries and wings for her kids as she was yelling at her kid, "Get off there! Get off there!" It was just the everyday interactions of these massive celebrities that they have to deal with the same stuff that we do. Kind of funny, whatever. But this next guy who I'm about to say, it's his birthday today, and he's on top right now.
Chris Pratt.
Boom. Chris Pratt is 39 years old. Yeah. Damn, he's only 39.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to be one of the more bankable guys in the league right now, right?
No doubt about it. I mean,
or in the game, I should say.
Yeah, it's Parks and Rec, Wanted. I didn't see Wanted. Moneyball.
Yeah.
Well, he was in Moneyball. He must have been one of the players,
yeah,
right?
Jurassic, Guardians,
Zero Dark Thirty, and yeah. Magnificent Seven, which was I enjoyed. I thought it was fun.
Oh yeah, I like that.
And he's built for a drama role, which I'm sure he's looking for the right script right now.
Yeah, probably is. Yeah, I would. I really. He's getting a lot of attention for that speech that he gave about.
Yes.
And a lot of God talking there, which I thought was pretty cool. And yeah, he's 39, man. Chris Pratt, happy birthday! I hope Jurassic World is good. Vince threw me off with his review, man.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be better than Vince. I don't know. We'll have to.
I'm gonna see it this weekend, and I do know one thing: today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
Hey, shout out to Scott Neville, who's listening to us right now in Macon, Georgia, on the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate that. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Angel's gonna bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Talking on the radio, not your thing. There's an easier way. It's called texting. 77031. Real mobile. It's real easy. From Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. You can join us, the Monster Midway Sweet Party at the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Just get your tickets, 1-800-PIT-SHOP. It's on July the 7th. That's a couple weeks from now, man. I can't believe it. Very excited about it. You could maybe win those tickets on the Daily 5. Look at our website every day and see if your name is one of the five names. You could win those tickets to the Monster Midway Sweet Party at the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. And now Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports.
Monster Sports is brought to you by my great friends over there at Harry Buffalo. It's located right there on Church Street, a block up from where the Amway Center. Downtown Orlando's premier sports bar. Definitely catch World Cup matches there. Speaking of soccer, I will be DJing the street party for Orlando City's match against the Montreal Impact this Saturday.
Okay.
That starts, I should be out there about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Leading up to the match, so definitely invite everyone to come hang out and have a good time. Speaking of Orlando City, congratulations. They got a draw last night.
All right.
Which puts them in the quarter. Okay, so there's this thing, and we've been talking about it, in the sense of in the middle of the regular MLS season, there's the U.S. Open Cup. It's another tournament within the tournament. And they made it to the quarterfinals, advancing past D.C. United on penalties following a 1-1 draw. So for Orlando City fans, this is a look good for them. It's a feel good kind of thing. It's the debut of interim coach Bobby Murphy, and they had a lot of the starters play in this. And again, I think that we're trying to generate positive energy for the team and whatnot. So we'll see if that translates over to the MLS match this Saturday. So again, good luck for them, I would say. A little interesting bit of audio I want you to hear. This is always fun when this happens with this particular guy, because I just like the way he makes baseball calls.
Okay.
And the pitch. Driven deep. To left center field. There it goes. Signature moment. See ya. A two-run home run. A walk-off. And the Yankees win 7-5.
Who hit it?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. How's he doing this year?
He's doing okay. After, you know, I think he would even admit a little bit of a rocky start. I think that was his 18th home run.
Okay,
and then
so
walk-off home run, you know, that kind of situation. 18th or 19th.
I what about Judge? How's he doing?
Again, I think they're both kind of settling down, you know, and getting used to having those many bats in the lineup, you know what I mean? So we'll see how that plays out as the season goes on. This is how petty people can be.
Oh, boy.
Steph Curry's wife.
Oh, I saw this.
She's awesome.
She is awesome.
She is
like
awesome, and she's parlayed you know, her charisma and her comfortableness in front of a camera and whatnot into a TV show and different things like this and into this venture.
Product lines.
She's got product lines. She's a spokeswoman. She's been, you know,
huge.
Yeah, she's and again, it's neat to see this happen with a really cool couple like that.
Yes.
And that couples that you root for, that kind of thing, right?
Steph and her.
So,
for sure.
And I don't know if she's from the Houston area. I don't know this. Yeah, you guys could help me out on this. But she's decided to open a new restaurant.
Okay.
In Houston.
Yeah.
The city of Houston. And it's off to a rough start.
Why?
What hasn't opened yet.
Yeah, hasn't even opened yet, and they're off to a rough start. What do you think? And Jimmy, you might know. What do you think is the reason why? And it's a social media component.
Oh well, I mean, they're in the same conference as.
No. This is
not a basketball related thing.
Not a basketball.
At all?
This
sure,
is
kinda.
Yeah. Well, it is indirectly, but it's the fans are taking advantage of this social media component to trash our place even before it opens.
So, I honestly, I don't know where to start. Is it a steak restaurant in Houston?
Yelp reviews.
Oh.
People are putting up negative Yelp reviews.
Hadn't even opened yet.
And the place isn't even open.
Oh, yeah. Just because they don't like.
Because they don't like her or stuff.
Okay. That's why Yelp is the bane of the restaurant industry. Yeah. Absolutely hate it.
And I know, look, people, I know, Jimmy, you make a comment like that, and then you're going to have 15 text messages going, oh, no, I use Yelp all the time.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
You should not use Yelp.
Yelp.
Well,
why?
Whoa,
Yelp bad?
Here's the thing. If you use Yelp to pick out your favorite restaurants, I think you're cutting yourself short if you're only using Yelp. There are other ways to kind of gauge that because I think people use it to be vindictive at times.
So if you're in a different city, though, is okay. I mean,
yeah, there are other ways to find out.
Okay.
TripAdvisor has them.
If you had to guess right now, what's the number one NFL jersey bestseller?
The best-selling jersey right now.
And again, think about this. We're not even to the season yet. The only big thing that we've had after the Super Bowl was over was the draft.
Yeah.
So since the draft, this guy's jersey is the best-selling jersey in the NFL.
So somebody that was drafted.
Yeah.
It's not Baker Mayfield. There's no way.
No.
It's going to be...
Oh, it's
Shaquem.
Yeah, Shaquem Barkley's jersey is the NFL's best-selling jersey. And then it goes Carson Wentz, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, Von Miller, Mitch Trubisky, Odell Beckham, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, and Cam Newton.
Look at the market.
On there, huh?
Yeah,
but here's the thing. You're right. It's a total market thing, but the kid's not even played it down yet.
Yeah, no.
I know, but he's very inspirational, you know?
Absolutely. I know we saw this. We talked about it briefly last week, but this is a PSA. When you go to certain events, don't put your face in front of the hot dog gun.
Damn, really?
That's where I want my face. Right in front of the hot dog gun.
We can just leave that there.
You
can just call it good right there and get a break if you want.
So the Philly Fanatic, they've got him this new toy, and it's the hot dog cannon. And unfortunately for one fan, Sarah Bloomquist.
What happened to Sarah?
No, she's reporting this. This is off of her report.
Remember I talked about this the other day at that one convention. It was the Cisco convention.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they spent... millions and millions of dollars. One of the CEOs got out with a hot dog gun, and people were going crazy.
So apparently,
dog.
Hot off the heels off of that debut, the Philly Fanatic got his hands on one. And unfortunately for Kathy McKay of Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, she's got a face full of hot dogs.
Oh, man.
And if you look at the images.
First time since college.
I mean, if you look, she looks like she won a couple rounds. Like, you, it's the.
Oh, really? She got beat
devastation
up.
Devastation to her face.
Really?
By hot dogs. Ooh.
You would think it would just smush into her face.
No. It's going pretty quick, dude. I mean, you figure if you're trying to get a hot dog up a little bit, it's going to take
she's,
some.
She's got a pretty good shiner.
Oh, man.
And then, like, and it like looks like I hit her in between the eyes.
Enjoy your
face.
Season tickets.
Yeah. So I feel a little bad for that.
I want to see that in slow motion.
Stop.
Like, choom, and it's like. Boom.
The ripples of fate.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, what was that?
She got a black eye?
Yeah.
Do you think you could take a hot dog to the face, Carlos?
Well, I haven't tried it, but I haven't been that hungry or lonely yet.
Okay, you can... It's done.
Made me laugh.
PJ Tucker. He's a basketball player for the Houston Rockets. He's 6'5". 33 years old, out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Last year, he spent how much money on sneakers?
Oh, man.
Old PJ?
Old PJ Tucker spent this amount of money on sneakers last year. If you had to guess, and this is a dollar amount, Carlos, go.
That would be $150,000.
$150,000.
That sounds high, right?
Probably high.
Let's figure, what's it, $300 a pair for the good ones? So it means for every 1,000, you get three pairs. 5,000 is 15. Oh, I'll go 25 grand.
25 grand.
$15,000.
$15,000. PJ Tucker, who just got signed an endorsement deal with Puma. Puma's making a really big push and everything. He's part of the group of guys that they've just signed.
Yeah.
Now, the amount of money that he spent is reflective of the equivalent. This dollar amount is what would be reflective to us regular Americans.
Right.
All right. So he spent 5% of his income.
Oh, no.
On shoes last season, 5%, right?
Is he a premier player?
He's a second tier guy, but he's got
like 7-8 mil a year, right?
Yeah. So he's a second tier guy, but he's got a really awesome contract. For example, in 2017, he made $5.3 million. So 20% of that, or I'm sorry, 5% of that for us regular American guys who make a bust or a hump making some money, that would be the equivalent of $1,700 to his $200,000.
That's just ridiculous.
200 grand.
That hurts my heart.
Wow. 200 grand.
That's crazy. They should put him on the front cover of Broke 2. When ESPN does the 30.
Signed to Puma though.
He could have a Ford GT for that money.
Yeah, exactly. On top of that, just signed to Puma. But I guess that's a lot of money, man.
And by the way, I want to thank the. I love the fact that the Texans people know exactly what I'm thinking, and they're 100% right. And I got like 15 messages that say, "There's a Russ. You think Shaquan Barkley is the kid with one hand? It's not the same kid."
I swear to God, I thought that was the same guy too.
I thought you were talking about the kid with one hand. I thought it was the kid with one hand.
Thank you, Texas service
called me out, and I'm like, yeah, you guys are right. I really did think
I know both those guys, but for this, I thought that
Saquon Barkley's this massive running back.
Oh, he's the number one pick. He went for the New York Giants. I said the New York Giants, I thought that would have given it away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like I'm paying attention to all that. I didn't know.
It was the very next sentence after I said his name.
I just thought it was that cool kid from UCF that has one hand.
I said Shaquem.
I think I'm just loopy right now.
So is Angel because he just put the Triple R music on.
I know. What the hell's going on?
Russ was telling him to do Monster Sports this morning at 7.
I know.
And then the most recent rumor, we'll wrap it up with this real here momentarily. This thing with the Lakers and the guys potentially going there. Have you heard who has to leave Los Angeles if they make this move?
To get LeBron?
And Paul George and everybody.
It's going to be Lonzo Ball.
Kawhi Leonard has basically flat out said he wants to go to Los Angeles. And if they're going to make that happen, LeVar Ball is gone.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be around that.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays itself out.
His dad will be mad about that, right?
Well, his dad's got his hands full because his league starts today.
Yeah.
His new basketball league starts today.
Oh.
If you happen to be interested, you can catch it on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sure
you can watch it there. So
he's been quiet lately, huh?
Yeah.
He's busy. He's doing the thing.
Almost like Silver looked at him and said, "Hey,
shut it."
Yeah.
Hush. Yeah. And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you so much. I want to put a shout out. Let's see here. Donald Heller, listen to us right now in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
On
the iHeartRadio app. We appreciate that. Also, you can check us out on our YouTube channel, iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. guys listen to the Monster in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Who's that?
We don't play. I used to for a while. I was using them a lot as rejoins. But this is a
Blackberry
band.
Smoke?
No, this is a band of all the rock names out there. This is about as rock as you get. The band's called Monster Truck.
That's pretty good.
And the track's called Sweet Mountain River.
Okay. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos.
That's good.
Did you guys see where? I guess this was last night. It made national news. Boy, you know, and he's not like one of the main players on Saturday Night Live. Like, he's on there sometimes. I think he's very, very funny. I think he's funny when he comes on. He made news not too long ago because he admitted he had a mental health issue. But Pete Davidson is now engaged to Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And he just met her because she was a guest. You know, she was a guest on the show. And it was pretty quickly that they got engaged.
Yeah, I guess he started getting called out on social media. I saw that last week where that whole thing happened. And there's something with his past or something. I guess, is there a possibility he's done this a couple times or whatever? Because people are coming at him on Twitter and on Instagram. I was watching, like, there's people just taking shots. Like,
about what?
Like, about Pete Davidson, like, having kind of a shaky past with the relationships or something? Or
the only thing I know about him, his father was killed in 9/11.
Yes.
He has an issue that he was smoking massive amounts of weed in order to get over it. It was something in his system. I don't know exactly what it was. I don't know anything about his other relationships, though.
Recently, he just admitted that he had some sort of a mental health issue that he was dealing with. He's really funny on the show.
I don't think he's that funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't. And he seems like a total guy that I would think is funny, but maybe I haven't seen him enough. I have barely watched any Saturday Night Live this year.
They have him as a guest on the news segment. I've always thought he's pretty funny, yeah. Segments, but
man, good for him, man. Jeez, that's a good.
But it's kind of, maybe they're getting at him, Jimmy, because it's really bizarre how all that happened. Because she was just dating Mac Miller, and that they like she broke up with him like a month ago, and then they started dating a week later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So has she been married before?
I don't think so.
Ariana Grande. Young too, right?
Super young.
Yeah, like 25 or 6 or something.
Yeah. But, hey, maybe they hit it off.
Only been dating a few weeks?
It worked out for Nick and Mariah. Oh, God, it didn't.
Russ,
was this your way of showing that other people get engaged quickly, too?
Oh, yeah.
No. But the angle I was going to take with this is it shows that some people who are not classically handsome can end up with a beautiful woman if they have some comedy in them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
I mean, obviously, not to be mean to the guy, but I mean, I would have to say it's probably more his attitude and his sense of humor than his classic good looks. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, there's no question. I mean, obviously, it's a person. Well, you can't say it's a personality. You know, women find men attractive for different reasons. You know, who knows?
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's pretty, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to put them in categories, you know, and say, is this a 10 or is this a... He's steady 6, and she's probably 9.5. You know, she's a pretty good-looking girl.
Yeah.
And sure. Talented. Yeah. She seems like a handful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's still dealing with the stuff that happened in Manchester.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's par for the course with her, though. Her ex isn't a really good-looking guy. It looks like she likes to date these kind of types of dudes.
He's only 24 years old himself. I thought he was a little older than that for some reason.
Yeah, I think he's the youngest cast member of Saturday Night Live ever. I think I saw that somewhere. But, that came out last night. And then before Deborah came in, I was starting a topic, and then didn't get to finish it. I wanted to see what you guys thought. And this is some report done by someone who did some article from overseas, and he went overseas and asked the thousands of people, like, your impersonation or your impression of Americans. And so what do you think of the stereotypes that, according to this article, that people have about Americans around the world? And being fat is not one of the things.
That we all drive big cars.
That could tie in that all Americans are rich. That is around the world, people think every American is rich.
Right, land of opportunity.
Yeah. So that's not a bad stereotype. I guess you're going to have one.
What about our nationalism that we're...
Very good. It says every American is overly patriotic. Yeah. They think that all of us are overly patriotic, which it's funny because when I look at like the United Kingdom, that's my impersonation. My impression of them is that they seem to be very... Because you always see the Union Jack flag and everything, but it doesn't mean that they're overly patriotic.
Right, yeah.
What's
that? That is odd, considering there are a lot of countries who have the same fervor for their country that we do.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. 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 There's a 1, 2, 3, 4 more things that
Not the condemnation, but I think maybe their comment there would be the fact that we lean on it so much and kind of and use it as fodder more than other people do. Like, it means more to them than just wearing a flag shirt or singing a song about it, you know?
Yeah. Another thing that they have here is that Americans, the Americans will only speak English, and that makes them upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we only will speak English.
That's changing. That's definitely not true.
Well, it is changing, but yeah. I think globally, if you know, it goes right along with the nationalism thing. You're my country. You speak my damn language.
I got it. Works too much.
Ah, that's very good. Yeah, Americans are obsessed with work.
Yeah,
around the country, they think around the world, they think that we are obsessed with work. We work way too much, and we don't spend enough time with our families.
And they said that via coconut phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then
we go to the Banana Republic. You are a Banana Republic.
That's pretty funny. And then this is another impression of the rest of the world of America is that Americans are way too entitled.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would say that for sure.
I agree with most of these things. I mean,
and then the last thing is that Americans don't understand soccer at all.
Good. Let's stay that way.
So, those are some of the stereotypes we have. I'm pretty much good with all those. So that's not too bad. All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hey, the Taco Shack in New Smyrna Beach is blasting the monsters right now. God bless you. Appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
Welcome back to the Monsters Morning on Real Radio 104.1, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Hey, I want to remind you, tomorrow on the Monsters of the Morning, well, we're going to have someone's coming in from the Improv. Who's that going to be?
Oh, man, this is awesome. It's always a pleasure when he graces us with his presence. It's Godfrey. It's been about a little bit over a year since he's been in here.
Nice. Gilbert Godfrey.
No, just Godfrey.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm watching him a lot on DJ Vlad right now.
Yeah, he was here about a year ago. He hung out with us. He ended up hanging out. You ended up really enjoying his company.
He
ended up hanging out with us for about an hour.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And then we'll be YouTube Live tomorrow?
Absolutely. YouTube Live, FML, Friday Monsters Live. You join the party, the conversation. You can find the link by going to monsters.fm.
Savannah will be with us. We'll have Frank the Bear on. We're going to have Scarface. We're going to have Double Andre. We'll have Ricardo the Crocodile.
Wow, I didn't know about this.
I know you did.
Somebody got raised.
No, we got a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. So that's tomorrow on the Monsters of the Morning. So how are you guys at grammar?
I'm pretty good at it.
I'd be good.
You'd be good? There's an article out talking about how a lot of people are, a lot of things with grammar are kind of going to the wayside. Mm-hmm. So here's one of the things they point out. So you tell me which one is proper, which one is improper.
Oh, God.
Each of my brothers is very talented, or each of my brothers are very talented.
Well, each of your brothers are very talented. It sounds right, but I would think maybe it's wrong.
I think it's R.
Say R? What do you think, Gator?
Each of our brothers?
Each of my brothers are very talented, or each of my brothers is very talented?
Each of my brothers are very talented. Yeah, R. I would guess R.
R. I would go R.
And I would have said R too. Yes, it is.
It's singular.
Each is a singular word.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Each of my brothers is very talented.
Right. When you say that second time, for some reason, I was like, oh, it's singular. It's got to be it.
And then it says the next mistake people make: less is fewer. Fewer is used when the subject is quantifiable. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Let's say you've got 15. It's burgers. That's the first thing that came to mind. Well, if you only have 10, you've got fewer burgers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And not less burgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
That makes sense? Okay.
Yeah, it does.
A lot. Is a lot one word or two words?
Two.
I think it's two, isn't it?
It's two, but it's written as one a lot.
I always thought it was one word.
No.
It's not. It's two words. Yeah, I make that mistake a lot. What word do you say they claim is overused tremendously?
Literally.
Yes, that is it.
Is it right?
Yes.
We're using it we're not using it correctly either.
Yeah. We're saying we're supposed to be saying figuratively,
right?
But we're saying literally, and when things are figurative. And that one is a pet peeve of mine. It always stands out when people say that.
Like, well, and they're using it as a point of emphasis. Like,
exactly.
You know, and that's not what, when you're doing that or using that a word as a crutch to try to bring more emphasis to what you're talking about.
Kevin Hart did it yesterday. He wrote, I'm literally heartbroken over this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
no, you're not.
Your heart is not broken.
Actually is another word that gets used often.
Actually?
Yeah, actually gets used quite a bit.
You mean too much or like?
Yeah, like overused. Yeah.
And the other one here, okay, the every day. Is every day one word or two words?
That's...
Is it every day or every day?
Well, it says here that every day is an adjective. Like, everyday tasks can be mundane, but every day...
Right, yeah.
The other way, you can use it as two words. Every day I run to the, you know, the store or something like that. Do you guys pay attention to grammar a lot when you're reading? I will tell you where I pay attention to, not really grammar as much, but when I've had several people send me email wanting us to answer their email, but they won't put any punctuation in at all.
Yeah.
And it's just long running, and I can't read it. I mean, it's...
Yeah. That's difficult. I mean, you look on Twitter and Facebook, like when I put up a tweet, if I don't know, I will just change the word.
Right.
I mean, because you don't want to come off like that guy. I mean, you can look on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, and, you know, like I've told my kids 100 times, the way that you communicate with a written word is going to haunt you. And I think grammar is one of the most important things when looking for a job, because it kind of tells, you know, how you communicate. And
literally,
if you can't conjugate a verb properly or use the right pronoun or anything, I mean, it just doesn't look good. It's, you know, it's just bad.
Yeah,
it's rampant now, man, with social media. Everything is shorthand. Everything is shorthand through text.
Oh, if you guys follow Jim Phillips on Twitter?
Yeah.
So if you follow Jim on Twitter, he does the same thing. You know, it's not your anymore. It's the letter U and the letter R. Because if you only have 140 characters and you want to make a point, you have to figure out how to way to start compressing words where people still understand.
Sure.
Understand what you're trying to kind of communicate, you know?
Yeah. But
yeah, I've told like my daughter texts and I'm like, just write it the whole way. Write it the whole way instead of like trying to, you know, she's learning now. She's only 7.
Right.
But if you just get used to, I don't send shorthand to my wife. I never cut it down. I never, because these are the times we get to practice, you know, these words and grammar and all that stuff. So you might as well do it the right way.
Right.
But then again, I'm a 37-year-old dude. Say that to 15-year-old Carlos, and I'm like, you're an idiot.
Right, exactly. Right.
IDT.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, this was an article the other day, you know, coming out very soon is the new version of Halloween, the remake of Halloween. Well, not the remake, but it's like the next...
Yeah, evolution.
Yeah, evolution of it.
No, with Jamie Lee Curtis. Wasn't it supposed to be like a...
Yeah, forget
like
the other
sequel.
Ones are ever made.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to not include... This doesn't count everything else.
It's a standalone, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be sequentially right after the first one, right?
I think...
Or something like that?
I think after the... Well, no, after the first one, you're right, because what they say is that, like, Michael Myers was shot, fell out of the... shot by his doctor.
Oh. And out of the window.
And taken to the... taken, you know, away by the police. So, yeah, all the other ones didn't happen in this particular version.
Yeah, because the original version, when he gets shot out of the window, the big thing is she looks out the window, and he's not there.
He's missing.
Well, when the movie comes to an end.
The way they explain it in this one is he got up, started to run, and police caught him and took him away. So anyway, so Jamie Lee Curtis was doing interviews about this, trying to promote it and everything, and she says that she is comfortable with and realizes that she's done a lot of things in her life. She's done, you know, she's done a bunch of other movies. She lists all the things that she's done in her life. She knows that she will only be remembered for Halloween.
Wow.
Which I don't know. Do you think that's accurate? Do you think that's true?
I think
no.
Trading places, buddy.
Yeah, she's
she's grossly incorrect there.
Severely understating her presence in Trading Places.
Yeah, best boobs in Hollywood history, in my opinion.
She says here, I recognize that what my biggest contribution will be, despite writing books for children, all of my advocacy, all of my politics, and all of my own personal journey, my legacy will be the movie Halloween.
No, she's wrong. Do you know what her legacy will be?
What?
That poop yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Doo-doo yogurt.
Doo-doo yogurt. Jamie Lee Curtis. First thing I think of. Jamie Lee Curtis, doo-doo yogurt.
Yeah, what is
like,
that
if
yogurt?
If I gotta go doo-doo, I'm gonna buy that Jamie Lee Curtis
the probiotic yogurt.
Yeah.
Doo-doo yogurt is what the jam was.
And what is her...
Doo-doo yogurt.
One of her big things... God, why'd you do that? One of those big things is her. She said she would never get plastic surgery or anything like that, right?
When I think of her, the first actress to have photos of her taken without any plastic surgery and without any makeup. And just take a picture of it the way you want.
In a bathing suit at 50 years old, she did it like, you know, just this is what I am.
Yeah,
you know?
I saw she turned around. She's holding that doo-doo yogurt and she's like, look at me. I'm pretty.
Hey, can we say that Jamie Lee Curtis is the actress in Hollywood that has worn short hair the longest? Like, if you think about this, she's had short hair longer than any since Trading Places.
Shirley MacLaine.
When she
Shirley MacLaine, yeah.
You know, it's funny.
But I mean, she, what I'm saying is, when did Shirley MacLaine switch to short hair? And even then, she had poofy hair. I mean,
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, but when did she do that? That's what I'm saying. I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis did that in the 80s, well, and it's, you know, that's 40 years or so.
And when she did that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, she had long hair. What was that? The
Arnold, True Lies.
True Lies, yeah.
No. She had short hair in True Lies, didn't she?
I think she had short hair.
Yeah, she had, but I'm telling you, dude, since Trading Places, when she had to wear the wig and stuff, after Halloween, when she was basically a kid, she did Trading Places, and she's had short hair since that movie.
If we're doing a short hair debate, I'm thinking... what's her name? I just said it. Liza Minnelli.
That's been her primary hairstyle for 35 plus years now. What? Is that short hair?
Her mom was Janet Leigh, right?
Yes.
And her mom had short hair too, right?
I can't remember if Janet Leigh had short hair or not. I didn't think so. Her father's Tony Curtis, right?
Yes,
I am.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a lineage.
Yeah, because I mean, even with Brigitte Nielsen used to have long hair, but she's been wearing it short for quite a while, right?
Yeah. How many people do you think have done a bunch of incredible things, but then end up when they're all dead and gone, are remembered for something that they really wish that wasn't all they were remembered for? You know, because I know like Adam West did a lot of other stuff, but you know, he knows he was always going to be remembered as Batman. It didn't bother him. He had come to terms with it. But I know there are a lot. What about the guy that is in the X-Men movies that also is in Star Trek?
Jean-Luc Picard?
Yeah, like he was like classically trained. He's like, you know, a classic, and he was a Broadway and all this, but he's probably going to be remembered as Picard.
Yeah,
right?
Alan Rickman is one that has to deal with that. And Alan Rickman, I believe, had talked about, by the way, you guys know him from Hans Gruber from Die Hard, went on to be Harry Potter fame. And I don't think he was a big fan of doing the Harry Potter movies. Didn't we just say that recently some of his estate came up for sale? And I think part of his memoirs or some of his journals said that he really had battled with playing that, even though J.K. Rowling wrote him a personal note saying how much she appreciated her bringing Snape, I think it was,
yeah,
right?
Snape,
to life exactly how she had pictured the guy. But I don't think he really enjoyed that, just the money. And we've heard from Daniel Craig as well.
You know what he hates
that he's
more?
Didn't really want to do the last Bond movie. But when they come at you with $100 million, mm-hmm. what are you supposed to do,
he's
dude?
He's doing the next one as well.
Get into Aston Martin, driving around. Guess what? Get $100 million.
He figured it out, man. He's going to tough it through.
He said, I will never do another one again. Yeah. And then that makes him beg you to do another one.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get guys like Anthony Hopkins that Carlos has talked so highly about for so many years, who's like an actor's act, painter's paint, and in other words, he will take the role, even though he's created so many iconic roles, Oscar-nominated roles. That dude will also be in a movie with a possessed donkey.
Yeah, exactly. Doing silly-ass social media videos of him just being, and he is as loved as anybody.
Someone on the texting service had Ron Howard on here, and I don't think, you know, I think the
short
perception...
Hair, yeah.
No. Awesome. The perception would be, well, Ron Howard passed away, he'll just be remembered as Richie Cunningham, but I don't
Hell
think so.
No.
He's going to be remembered as a director now. I mean, he's now surpassed Opie, he's surpassed Richie, now he's a director, right?
Well, let me tell you this. I love doing crossword puzzles, right? That's one of my, I do one or two a week. I love them.
Uh-huh.
When Ron Howard is a clue, it ain't ever about anything other than Opie.
Opie, huh?
Oh, it's Opie.
It's always Opie.
Not Richie Cunningham.
Andy's boy is almost always the clue.
Wow. Huh.
And it's always Opie. They don't mention Ron Howard, anything else he's done, so Richie, except Opie.
Richie Cunningham, not more than Opie, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess at the time...
That's a generational
That was a huge show, though. I think it probably had more... viewers, the Andy Griffith Show, then the Happy Days.
And he's on camera. You know, I mean, the guy's made his living off camera basically since he was a teenager, young 20s?
Yeah,
he hasn't been on camera. Look at him. And his brother is, God almighty, his brother is like one of the Goonies.
I know. Did you see about the solo movie that he directed?
Who,
that,
Clint?
No. Ron Howard. Just in regards to Ron Howard and the film that he made, the solo movie, they're halting all Star Wars sequels. Like the actual Star Wars story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these offshoots. Lucasfilm said, nope, we're stopping that until we're going to invest that money into the next episode.
Dre will be happy.
Why? Because did they figure out that they might have been a little bit too much?
I don't know.
Too much Star Wars?
You would think with that, you know, that might be the case. Or, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's
probably why they did it.
Hey, another quick story I wanted to read you guys. This is, boy, you talk about bad programming, but we know we've talked about these sex robots, right? And they're getting more advanced. They're getting more, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now they've says that the new sex robot turns you down if it's not in the mood.
Oh.
they gave.
So there's a Me Too bot?
There's a Me Too bot.
Oh,
they,
my God.
They gave this particular robot the ability
Isn't that the reason you have a sex robot?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, the new sex robot, it gives you...
Yeah, program out, no.
Right, delete file.
Right.
If it's not in the mood, it can tell you no. You have to cuddle with it and talk it into having sex. And if you don't, then it won't do it. It can also tell you it has a headache.
Oh, my God.
They said they think this will make this particular one a little bit more desirable because you actually have to do something to have sex with it. You have to talk it into it. Eventually, you can.
How's it tell Fredo?
Yeah.
But this is for the guy who really doesn't have a girlfriend. And that's pretty evident. So you have to feel like you're talking this robot into having sex with you. And if you don't snuggle it right or treat it right, it will shut you down.
It's going to be the most returned robot in the history of robots.
Yes, Angel.
We were talking about this yesterday, and someone just shot it over in nerdy news. So, did you see Disney?
They raised
the money. So Fox agrees to Disney's new $71.3 billion offer. The titles Disney Now, the TV brands that Disney will own now: National Geographic, FX, Fox News and Sports, ESPN, ABC, A&E, History, and Lifetime Channel.
Dude, wow. FX is a great channel. Oh, they come up with some cool stuff to put on.
Now the franchises that Disney will own now:
X-Men.
Star Wars, Avengers, X-Men, Planet of the Apes, Avatar, Fantastic Four, just to name some of the brands or names associated with this.
If I was Universal Studios Islands of Adventure, I'd be tripping right now.
Why?
They own all the titles that are part of their park that they have this agreement with, that Disney is not allowed to build Marvel-related entities here in Orlando. They have all the leverage in the world. What I think is going to happen is we're going to have Marvel in both parks.
Well, I would love to see a Planet of the Apes world. I doubt it would ever happen, but let me tell you what, I'd be first. I don't wait in line for stuff like that. I would wait in line for a really well done Planet of the Apes, like kind of ride and world. I mean, where they really took the time to make the characters like unbelievable like that. No, are you kidding, dude? I think that could be terrifying and fun all at the same time.
You really like that series, didn't
you? I loved it. They really did a good job with it.
They did.
And I never watched any of the classics, I had nothing to compare it to.
Oh, really?
No, dude, but I'm telling you, man, I think they did an exceptionally good job with that series, and every single one of them is fun to watch. Me too.
The last one with
Franco.
No, not Franco.
Oh, Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was good.
That was good.
An intense-ass dude, and the guy couldn't be more chill in the real life. Yeah, no, I would think that would be a great idea. I've thought about that before. Like, man, because that's one of my favorite franchises, and they could do some amazing stuff with that.
Hey, remember to join us for the mascot games on Saturday. It's 2 o'clock. It's at the Amway Center. All the mascots from around the country are going to be battling it out. These are the real mascots that do these real competitions.
Yeah, man.
And we all get to be coaches. I'll be coaching the red team. Carlos has the green team. Savannah has the yellow team, and the blue team will be coached by Angel Rivera, and it's going to be fun. It's a great way to raise money for New Hope for Kids, and we're proud to be a part of it, and we appreciate them asking us for that. The Victory Casino Cruise coming up soon. It's the Monsters in Real Life together, and we're going to do this cruise, and there's hundreds of people already signed up. Come along with us, man. It's going to be a night of fun. You don't have to be a crazy, you know, super gambler. If gambling's not, you know, if you don't do that all the time, just come along with us, man. We're going to have fun. The guys are going to perform on the way out. We'll have some drinks. We'll be on a cruise ship. It's going to be great. It's coming up on July the 14th. All you got to do is go to realradio.fm/victory. That's realradio.fm/victory. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, it's the Jim Colbert Show.
Yes! Going to be a good time. So tune in. Craig from Fireworks is going to be around. Plus, we're going to have a professor of sociology from UCF to talk about the impact of social media on everything. Not to mention, you can win some cool stuff from Primetime Kitchen we have going on. If you name our logo, just go to realradio.fm, pull down to Primetime Kitchen. We're going to give you a trip for two, courtesy of Visit St. Pete Clearwater, hotel room, and a $500 gift card. One per entry. I'm going to run it about a week. And then, of course, you can go to Tapaturo this Sunday for our boozy brunch. It's going to be a blast. $35. All you can drink, all you can eat, from one of the best chefs in Orlando, and plus your opportunity to win a $300 Yeti cooler courtesy of Wassey's Meats, plus other cool prizes as well. That's from 12 to 2, and you can get your tickets right there on Primetime Kitchen's Facebook page.
Vote today for your favorite TV theme song. Is it Cheers or is it Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? When you do that, you're eligible to win a $100 gift certificate to Hulu, and tomorrow at 10, we will announce the winner of the best TV theme song of all time. If you heard our show at the beginning of the week about Greyhound Racing, we admittedly said we didn't know the one way or the other. We like really didn't know how we felt about it. Well, a lot of people do. So a lot of people were pissed off on this side. A lot of people are pissed off on that side. We made everybody mad. So what we're going to do is on July the 18th, we're going to do a live Monster Court. We're going to bring in two people from one side, two people from the other, and we'll figure it all out on July the 18th, and you will be able to vote on what you think. Should we keep Greyhound Racing or not? We'll figure that out on July the 18th. We're not going to talk about it until then. Angel, on Friday at 10 o'clock. It's from 10 till midnight. What the hell is Angel listening to?
Absolutely. Make sure you tune in. We got actually giving away some tickets to a sold-out show. Janelle Monáe is coming to Orlando, and the only way you're going to get tickets to that show is winning them on What the Hell's Angel Listening To. And just quick reminder, don't forget, I'll be out in front of Harry Buffalo Saturday for the street party for Orlando City, and that'll be about 4:30.
All right.
Check me out, Ocala Comic Con. I'll be there Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got some Stranger Things people out there, bunch of artists. It's right at that Hilton in Ocala. I'll be out there early in the morning.
And you told me the last one was awesome, right?
Awesome, awesome. Great, great, great people.
We're live on our YouTube channel all day tomorrow, so be able to watch us and listen to us. We appreciate that. And if you want a shout-out from me, email me, russ@wtks.com. I want to hear what state you're from, what city you're from, where you're listening from. I really love hearing that, and we'll try to give you a shout-out as much as we can, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters at 3 o'clock. It's the one and only Jim Phillips from the Phillips File. Hey, then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's Real Last with Monster Comics, and we're back tomorrow to do our thing from Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos.
And the leader of this mess, Samaria Man, Russ, the Grammar King Rollins.
Ha, ha. Thank you so much for listening. We gotta go home.
We gotta get the hell up out of here.
Smartass. Swirl.
In the middle lane, 5-4. You. Whoa. Real Radio 104.1.